So like I was saying, that was the second time I got crabs.
Hey, we're recording, guys, by the way.
Oh, shit.
You
never
idiot.
Mind that.
Jesus Christ. That was a good story, though. Anyways, here we are. Danger Hour's back.
Still kind of itchy.
Hey, shut up. Danger Hour's back, and I will teeth through those crabs later. Trust me. I'll teeth right through them.
It's disgusting.
And here we go. I'm your host, your fearless leader, James Danger Enriquez. And to my left... Replacing Lito tonight, because Lito took his In-N-Out quest. He wants to go to every In-N-Out location ever. And he's starting tonight.
Are you serious? As,
no, not really.
Oh. You're going. I was like, that's the best quest ever.
The tastiest quest.
So he'll be back next week. Don't worry about it. But this is Ivan, Nature Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Back and sober as ever.
Are you just wearing one of the headphone pieces in your ear?
I am, because it feels fucking weird. I'm
that's
not
pretty
used
lame.
To this,
it's like one of the, it's like the black guys that lifted up after like the one of the pant legs.
I did grow up in the Heights where there was two black guys.
They should be like the Beats by Dre.
And next to that guy, you hear him talking now, is do you have a nickname?
No.
Should we give him one right now?
We should.
What was the best one you came up with before we started recording?
I thought we said homo.
Bobbert?
Bobbert. Yeah Bobbert. That's a long way from home, but
equally as good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Robert Bobbert.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. He's back. No, he's not back. It's the first time.
Back for the first time.
First time caller, long time listener, James.
Let me tell you something about this guy. I'm going to stand by this, okay? You know me, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what I say is fucking truth, right?
For the most part.
Yeah. I met him through my wife, well, girlfriend at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was with your girlfriend at the time. No, take it back. Before you guys got together, right?
She was with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
you
hot.
You know about that?
No.
Oh, man. I was with them, too.
I got you, I'm just kidding.
My girlfriend and your girlfriend, before they were our wives, were friends in a college course or some shit, right?
I think they had one class together.
One class.
Yes.
And you happened to be there, right? You were some like... You were like some mysterious badass stranger type dude, right? Like on the other, like wrong side of the tracks type guy.
That is exactly how it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I know.
Okay.
I look in your eyes, I can see it. And you're sitting there, and you're like, you know, you're looking over every once in a while, just sending your fucking your mind bullets over there that direction, like. Pff,
correct. Pff, they're more like grenades, right? But
you can. Oh, grenades.
Yes.
But you're sending your signal out to your now wife, right?
Correct.
And you wanted her to just to take the bait, right?
And she totally.
You're a fisherman,
did.
Right?
Yes.
And you hook, line, and sinked it, right?
Oh, totally.
You sunk it, right?
Yes.
Tell me you sunk it.
Oh, it was sunk.
Basically, my girlfriend at the time and your girlfriend at the time, well, no, fuck, I'm confused. They happened to be friends, and you were friends with all three of them, right? Before me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we, before me.
The three of us were hanging saying. Out. The three of us hang out.
So we you had a,
were
you had a threesome? Time.
No. Just, oh. Just a little
intimately
friendly thing. It was actually, it was a three-way friends thing first.
Right.
And then... Me and Maddie started doing the more than thing, friend thing.
The more what?
More than friend thing.
Oh, at least
me and Maddie.
I thought you said the morning friend thing.
No. More than friend thing.
Oh, okay. I was
morning,
like, wow,
yes.
What kind of morning things you doing?
Yeah.
But we kept Natalie along as
having breakfast
as a friend.
Yes. So, yeah. So I got pulled into this whole thing. I got sucked in against my will. That's how I know you.
Right.
I was kicking and screaming. I'm like, I don't want to go.
Rob's gonna be there.
Yeah. No, but that's how I met you, and that's where it started. It was like 8 years ago, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
Something about that. I don't know. Something like that. Anyways.
9 years before that, he said all Robs are dickheads. So that's pretty interesting.
Actually, what's funny
and
is
accurate.
The funny thing about this is I'm James Robert. And what are you?
Robert James.
No.
Wow.
Shit.
Look at that. It was
balancing
destiny.
Out the world.
Did I know that at one point already?
You didn't know that?
It's news to me.
Really?
It's probably not. We probably talked about this when I was drunk.
Yeah. That's probably right. Every time we hang out, we're drinking, right?
Just about.
Yeah.
And I blame that on you, not me.
Well, no, I
think it's just balancing out the world.
Yeah. It's probably both of us. Anyway, what I wanted to say was Robert and I'm going to use the word lovely. I never get to use the word lovely at all. So I want to say it now. Robert and his lovely wife. right?
Oh, nice.
Yes. You ever use the word lovely? Never, right?
About yourself, huh? I have to say, yes, I do have a lovely face.
Robert and his lovely wife are that rare thing in life where if... Okay, Ivan, I'm sorry. Do you have a girlfriend?
Not currently.
So you're a loser, what you're saying.
I am a loser.
Fucking with that.
Or a winner.
I can.
I like where you're going. Basically, you've been with like a girlfriend before, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or a boyfriend? I don't know. I'm not judging.
4 years.
And so when you're in couples, right, you start having that couple hangout, right?
I had a lady boy for a couple
years. A lady boy? Oh, man. I envy the fuck out of you.
Taiwanese? Please say yes.
Yeah.
Good old Malaysians. So when you're a couple, you get sucked into this world of like couple hangouts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Couple dates kind of thing. And a lot of the times, you kind of hate one of the couples, right? Like one of the people in the couple. Mm. Like, I fucking hate that guy, you know? But it's your wife's friend, you know. So you gotta make nice.
Yeah. Exactly. And for you fuckers out there, if you don't see that couple, you probably are that couple. So watch out.
Yeah.
Mind your P's and Q's.
So what I'm gonna say is, Robert and Maddie are that couple for me. I enjoy both of them equally.
Oh, I think I say that dude's a dick.
What?
That girl's awesome, but yeah. He's a dick.
No, I mean that. It's rare, and you have that. You claim the title. That's all I'm saying. So you should thank me now and be happy about that.
I do thank you now.
That's awesome. Rare because there's some. I mean, like I said, you go somewhere to hang out with someone. It's like, nah, man, this guy's kind of, or this girl's kind of, I can't stand. I like the guy, but the girl's kind of fucking annoying. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. Or vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Vice versa. But there's a rare circumstance where you adore both of the people, mm-hmm. and it's fucking awesome. So
coming from us, it's the same way. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hear that?
Yeah. It's like a four-way...
I still don't feel that same way.
Notoriety.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Four-way good vibe going. I like it.
So you move from a three-way to a four-way.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but does it seem like the girl tendencies kind of like showcase that more when you meet a couple? Like the girls, you can tell right off the bat if you're going to like them or not. The guys, you can give them a little bit of leeway. I don't know. I have a couple friends where the girls were just fucking way too clingy. Had to do everything we were doing just to keep an eye on their dude, and it just rubbed me off the wrong way right off the bat. So to me, I was just like, fuck that. But the other girls had to kind of put some work in to show me, all right, they're fucking cool, you know? Like, so I don't know about
you. You got to earn this.
Yeah, I think I'm equally grouchy to both sexes.
All right, that's good.
I've had guys in the couple that are like, I can't hang out with that dude no more. He's driving me insane. And girls as well, so I think I'm...
Wow.
Yeah. When I'm a dick to people, I spread it across the board.
He's equal opportunities. He's equal rights.
Yeah.
You know what the thing I want to say about Robert before we get into the next topic is, am I right in saying you hate gingers? Is that right? Still?
Hate is a little strong.
You strongly dislike?
I think the correct word would be scared. Scared for my soul because they'll just steal that
scared
shit.
Scared of gingers.
I mean, I've witnessed, I mean, this is breaking ground right here, but I've witnessed somebody get their soul taken from a ginger right in front of me.
Did they fucking sit on their chest and just fucking...
No, it's just a look. So they look you right in the eye.
This is a look? That's all they gotta do?
No, it's a look, but then their eyes get really wide.
Oh, shit.
Their mouth opens really wide, and it's like, and then they just absorb the soul.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So what happened to this is your friend that you took their soul?
Yeah, and it'd never been the same.
He died?
No, still alive.
His spirit died.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Is he just dead inside? Like,
yeah. Now he's with some chick he doesn't even love, and now he's just saying that. He doesn't listen to music anymore. Doesn't watch any movies. Doesn't watch TV. Just sits there. Just goes to life.
So he's a walking dead.
He's walking dead. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the ginger's fault.
It's the ginger's fault.
Yeah.
You goddamn ginger.
What? I don't know if all gingers do it. So if you're a ginger out there and you don't steal souls, I love you. But I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that you exist.
Did you ever hear the episode? I think I talked about it one time where we went camping, and we went rafting, actually. Whitewater rafting.
Oh,
The trip was over. We were going back into the van to go back to our camp. We're driving along, you know, minding our own business. And here comes a couple of gingers. Well, one ginger, right? One ginger and his friend.
One is enough.
Yeah. So they stopped the van that we're in and asked for a ride. And I'm all the way in the back of the van. And he's probably like, you know, it's one of those fucking, like, 18-passenger vans. Yeah. So he's like...
Windows or what? It looks
no,
like
it's all
spot.
Windows. It's all windows.
Right, I was about to say.
So there's like two rows ahead of me. That's where Robert is, right? And so I see him, and this ginger walks, can I have a ride? Oh, yeah, jump in. And his fucking
And there's
face.
Spots. There's spots a few different spots within the van. There's a couple in the back, a couple in the middle, and there's one right next to me in the front bench. Keep going.
And if I'm mistaken, the guy sits right next to you. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Because he wanted some fucking soul. That's why. That's all I'm saying.
This guy's got a beefy soul.
So this guy was throwing the worst dirty looks you can ever imagine at this ginger. And I'm in the back and I can't stop fucking laughing the whole time.
Okay, no, I wasn't throwing him dirty looks. That's exaggerating. I was throwing him looks like, hey, bud, this soul's mine. That's what I was telling him. And he was like, okay. He respected it. He was like, you know about me. Yeah. I know about you now.
I disagree with you. And your face said, fuck you, the entire time. That's what your face said.
F you, I want my soul.
Yeah, you're missing that little bit of translation.
The soul part. It was a mutual respect. He kind of knew, like, okay, you know about me, I'm going to leave your soul alone.
He almost recognized the devil for a minute, you know, and the devil's like, all right, fuck.
Yeah, you know what?
You believe in me, I believe in you, I'm going to leave you alone.
Exactly. I'll move on to the next guy who doesn't know about me. Exactly.
The next innocent bystander. All right, well, today happens to be, what is it? What is it, Ivan?
420!
420, wow.
Right.
You know about that?
Puff Puff Pass.
Fucking excited.
Woo! Were you guys, first of all, what's the story behind this whole thing?
So, 420, you know about it? For those who don't
know. Wait, you know the story?
You don't know the story?
No, I don't.
Well, let's see if there's a lot of different discrepancies of this story. So
no, there's one story. It's the Popo story. Come on now.
No, that's a
false?
Misconception.
Really?
Hands down. Misconception about 420. So it was originally thought that 420 is the code for officers for smoking in progress.
That is exactly what I thought.
That's what I thought when I was a blind little kid.
I'm a blind little kid.
Junior high. And then I did a little
Shepherd,
bit of research.
Lead me.
I said, why am I smoking pot? Why is 420 so awesome? And I looked into it. It turned out it still started in California. It was an unofficial code by the police in Santa Reyes, California. Santa Reyes Forest, actually. And so these kids, no bullshit, in high school in 1971, there were this little group called the Waldos. And I thought it was going to be something cool, like they fucking wore a beanie like Waldo or something like that. No, they literally hung out up against a wall, and it was a bunch of brothers who did it. Like, not black guys, like four brothers in high school. Guys related together. And anywho, so they were pot smokers up in Northern California, and they would smoke pot at 420. And they would say, let's go fucking 420 it. And that's how it started.
But why 420?
Because they would smoke pot at 420. They were hanging out at school. That was the time they were going to leave.
Why not 430?
I have no fucking clue. They thought it was the coolest thing. So there's a couple of misconceptions. Now, the thing with that is that there was a big old fucking investigation by the Huffington Post. I don't know how accurate they are. Honestly.
I like it.
So,
give your references.
Dude, like they talk to these dudes. I can send you the information. And they talk to these guys. So there was a dude who was an editor for High Times magazine back in 1976. And he was handed over a
throwing
yellow...
dates at us, too.
Damn, dude. Dude, he was handed over a yellow flyer. And he sent this to the Huffington Post that said, meet at 420 for the Dead show. You know, the Grateful Dead were playing in town. Mm-hmm. So 420, he's like, dude, that sounds familiar. Talk to these brothers. You're like, yeah, that's what we made up. You know, 420. He knew it sounded familiar. So it all dates back to these Waldo brothers. But the Grateful Dead ended up using it to announce their shows. There's a show in Colorado that started in the late 70s that it was a concert that they would do at 420. It was a festival that would start off. People would smoke. And then they banned it in like 2003. And people would still show up in groves, smoke pot at 420 and take off. Mm-hmm. Even though the state banned it, there was no more festivals or anything like that. So that's where it originally came from. When I was in high school, they were saying, oh, it's a number of chemicals that are in THC. But
no, I never heard that one.
Yeah, I heard that one. That one went rampant.
So what's it got to do with Hitler's birthday? Nothing?
Hitler was born that day. That's about it.
Mm. That's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence. But yeah, the Waldos. Unless the Waldos were fucking Hitler youth and they were like, that was their time for fucking Hitler. But for you guys that didn't do that, I see the
interesting
rays.
What a bummer it would be to be one of those Waldo brothers, though, right? Could you imagine going somewhere and be like, yeah, I invented 420.
So yeah, exactly.
If he's like, shut up.
You fucking sound like Al Gore who said he invented the internet.
Exactly.
Fuck you, you fucking
like,
asshole.
No, I swear, we invented... like, get zero credit.
The funny
credit.
Thing about it, like most stoners, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty professional.
the career I do. I might more
as run he over, laughs.
I might run over mailboxes on my off days, but and James knows the story. That's why he's laughing at himself. Surprised I brought that up. But like the Waldo brothers, these guys, they kept their names under wrap like the whole time too, because they're like, we're professionals. Weed is still illegal, so this is the story. These are the names we're giving you. They didn't want to give up their real names. So it's pretty interesting. But, dude, pot smokers, we're pretty professional sometimes when we get older.
You say we?
Good for you.
Yeah.
You still a pot smoker? You still a pothead?
I smoked this afternoon. Had to.
Were you ever like a big-time pothead?
Yeah. Rob? Fucking loved pot all day, every day. Yeah. I have never smoked marijuana.
No?
Never. Never, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Huh.
His eyes are just naturally bloodshot. Well, that's from the beer I've been drinking. How about you, James?
A little bit.
Enriquez?
A little bit.
You dabbled?
Dabbled. I mean, late in life. Like
you're fucking 80. Like, what the fuck is late in life?
You know, when I was...
That sounds recently to me.
No, I don't think well, the first time I ever smoked, I talked about it on the podcast, like on an early podcast.
You did mention a little bit of it.
Yeah. Robert, you were there.
I was there, yeah.
He saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he choke like a little bitch? No, he didn't. He did pretty good. He did pretty good. Except for his speech.
Was it a bump?
Shit. He had a little bit of a speech problem.
Developed a speech impediment.
Yes, he did. Yes.
What word did I say that you can't get over? You always bring it up.
Oh, my gosh. Let me start out by saying all his R's turned into W's.
Oh, shit. That's not true. Awesome.
For starter. Yes.
That's not true.
Yes. So you can imagine carrying a conversation with him.
Yeah.
All R's are now W's. And he's giggling like crazy.
Got in touch with the inner Korean.
No, he did. And the best quote was like, "Oh, I know I sound retarded."
Oh my god. Oh shit.
So classic.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
What happened was I told the story before, but for you, Ivan, for your benefit, you asshole, and for maybe the new listeners that don't go far back.
I'm one of those seven that haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah. So we go on this rafting trip. Someone brings out the weed, of course. There's like, I don't know, it was like 15 of us or some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know. Someone brings the weed out. My cousin, Peter, who's been on the show, was more like, always kind of like, I want to say loser. Sorry, Peter.
That's horrible.
No, I won't say that. Like,
Peter, he's shaking his head yes, like he meant to say loser.
He was really? Always he was always like, I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not doing nothing. And so the people say, or he tells me, hey, if you smoke weed, I will. And I
said, oh, shit.
And I go, oh, fuck, this guy's calling me out in front of all my friends. And so I go, fuck that, dude. If you do it, I'll do it. So I wanted to see him go down first. So he winds up fucking doing it. I got no choice at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I have to. Come on, bitch, your turn, right? I'm like, fuck.
Had a tough talk, you?
I got to interject something, Peter. I'm sorry.
What?
But Peter's smoking, and I'm doing the air quotes, was oh, my God.
It's lame?
Yeah. It was like worse than smoking a cigar. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I took, like, how many fucking hits did I take?
I don't know.
They kept telling me, like, no, you got to take more. I took probably, like, 4 or 5, dude. And then, like, after I was done, someone just pointed in my face, you're fucking high now. I'm like, huh? Yeah, next thing you know, dude, I'm laughing. I can't control myself.
He went through. He went through all the stages.
Really?
Yeah, within like half hour. Session? Within half hour. Yeah, it was quick. Awesome.
And I was scared because I was laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. I was fucking terrified.
No, you were
why
laughing
can't
first.
Why can't I stop laughing?
Yeah, you were laughing first, and then you got to the paranoid stage because you couldn't stop laughing.
That's the worst. Yeah. Trying to calm down a paranoid person.
Yeah, no,
I wasn't. I couldn't stop. I couldn't control my laughter. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Is that paranoia? I don't think so.
You got paranoia.
I was like, what the fuck? Why can't I stop laughing?
I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, you got a little paranoia.
So we had a keg in this trash can that we brought in ice, right? Mm-hmm. And so I walked up to get more beer, and there's like 5 dudes hanging around the trash can getting beer too. And they're just hanging out, and I look at them, and it's dark at this point, and they're all glowing, dude. And I'm just go, you're all glowing. And I can't stop laughing. And they're all fucking laughing at me. And Eddie Gears, by the way, always wanted me to be high all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And he was in heaven at this point because he was like, he's finally happened. And he's laughing at me. And he's like, this is great. And I remember that shit. I remember him laughing at me and other people laughing at me. And then I went out to the whole. I told the story before. People, we had a glow-in-the-dark frisbee. It was like,
That is fucking
And I'm
sweet.
Like, whoa, that's fucking awesome. So then these girls walk by us.
This is the best fucking part.
The girls walk by us. And oh, take it back. Before that, I got real hungry, of course, like the munchies. I'm like, and someone
that
brought
was one of the stages, right? Yeah, exactly, I told you, yeah. He went through all the stages.
30 minutes, dude.
30 minutes,
horrible.
All the stages.
Someone bought like a variety pack of Doritos. So I was eating like, I was eating all of these fucking flavors of Doritos. And I actually, I'm not lying to you, I stole like 5 bags and hid them for the future. And so I hid them and I walk out. And I'm watching this Frisbee going back and forth. And it's fucking out in the woods, you know, nature boy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's dark as fuck.
Yeah.
There's no light out there.
There's no moon. There's
you
no
see all
sun,
the stars.
Done.
It's beautiful,
so,
right?
Yeah. So James is next to me. We're like one, it's a triangle of Frisbee, right?
Yeah.
Throwing the triangles. He's next to me. Now I'm throwing it because this guy's too fucking high. So we're throwing the Frisbee around. He's just standing there.
There's
like
5 dudes standing there.
Every time we throw the Frisbee, it's in there. It's like, yeah. We throw it again. Yeah. He's just watching it the whole time.
Oh,
keep
shit.
Keep going. Awesome.
So then after a while, just, yeah, like you said, there's like 4 or 5 of us standing around. And these girls walk by. Good looking girls, too. They're in the next camp beside us.
Not good looking.
No. One of them was.
You were high.
Oh, wow. Really?
Keep that's, going.
It's a damn shame, man.
You didn't, as... I don't know, a bunch of stoners might have been there. You guys didn't offer him like a drink, like here's some fucking couple beers or a couple
I was drinking a beer.
Mellow you out.
I was drinking a beer the whole
and
time.
And didn't mellow you out at all? Like
No, this is all within half an hour. Remember I told you.
I'm forgetting about that. It sounds like a 4-hour story.
No. This is like 35 minutes later. We're not interested in mellowing him out. We're enjoying the train wreck.
Shit.
Yeah, they're all enjoying
it. We're just enjoying this.
Yeah. There was the girls walk by and they're like, hey, and they started talking to us. Okay, I guess I thought they were attractive, but they weren't. She's like, hey, you know, what's going on? Isn't that whatever the fuck she said?
To James, and, we're, by the way.
Oh, just me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. I'm throwing Frisbee. You're standing there giggling. Oh, they're okay. Talking to you.
He thinks so she's talking like, to a 10 and he's talking to a Wookiee or what?
Like, No. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, they're not like hideous,
yeah,
but they right. weren't good looking. There's some middle ground between yeah, okay. Wookiee and good looking.
Right. So they're talking to me. I don't know. I forgot what they're asking me, but I'm like, talking. And I lean in and say something to her. Like, she's in the next camp. Oh, you're in the next camp? She goes, were you eating Doritos?
Oh, shit.
And so, let me tell this part. So she tells him, are you eating Doritos? And this fucking guy, he gets the coolest look on his face. Like, he's so proud of himself, right? He's so proud. And he goes like this, Cool Ranch.
Oh, shit.
It was awesome.
And the eruption of laughter, and then the girls immediately walked away.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, and they walked away.
God damn.
That was the day you became my hero, by the way.
I'm so happy that it happened that way too.
James being smooth.
I'm so happy about that. Yeah, I've done it a few times after that. I've never really
I have to commend you real quick. I've never heard anybody throw down the Doritos game.
That was the best Doritos game ever.
Well, it wasn't game because I'm happily married. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I don't think we're married at the time, huh?
I don't know.
She's my girlfriend.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's all game.
Who cares, right?
Exactly. Like 4 years
Screw horse.
Yeah. No, so yeah, I've done it a few times since then, but I haven't really been a big butthead at all. The edible thing, I've done that. That fucking destroyed me because...
I could just imagine if 30 minutes...
I've never got buzzed off edibles.
Really?
By the way. I've never... We're not using my name. Yes, I've eaten edibles before.
We did use your name.
Not the full name.
Did we?
I don't think so.
I still don't know his full name.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, we're good.
All right. It's just Robert then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Robert. Oh, that reminded me. Yeah.
What?
It rhymes with homo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I remember.
All right, so my wife gets these edibles from a classmate. It just gives them to her, right? 2 of them, full edibles. Doesn't tell my wife anything about them. So I'm like, all right, cool. Two edibles. Yeah, let's do it. And so we eat both of them. We eat the whole thing.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good. It's not
especially
good at all.
If these are homemade. I'm like, I'm assuming
right.
these
homemade.
Are homemade.
They're homemade.
Fuck, you don't know
so,
how much is in those.
Dude, so we here was the plan. Eat the edible, you know, drive to casino. What is it called? Marengo?
No, this you said last time. Come on.
San Manuel.
Yes.
Yes. Drive to San Manuel, watch UFC for free.
Just remember Manny Pacquiao in that commercial.
Yeah, that's the best, all that comes out of my head.
The best commercial ever. Yeah.
So,
playing blackjack and fucking boxing gloves.
Yes, he like pushes all his chips in with boxing gloves.
It was the plan. The plan was to eat the edible, go see Manny Pacquiao. No, you know what? I'm fucking this up.
UFC?
No, UFC.
No, I'm fucking this up. The first time we did the edible, we ate the whole thing. We stayed home. And we were so fucking beyond blitzed. I just remember like staring at her face for like 30 minutes, dude. Just staring at her. You know, I couldn't look at anything else. I was just focusing. And like when you move your hands, like you see that fucking trail.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you see.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys did some concentrated shit because, like, the ones I had were from a dispensary. Mm-hmm. So they're literally, like, weighed out. Like, you literally you have just 1 gram per square. When you have home edibles, there's probably, like, 3 grams in a square and a half. And you guys are splitting that. That's where you get that shroom effect. Like, you get a body fry. You get the visual.
That was the worst I've ever been.
That is fucking awesome.
Gone. Gone. Then we go upstairs and we start rolling around a little bit. That was pretty awesome.
Put your earmuffs on.
But the whole, okay, folks. This whole thing seemed like it was like fucking 4 hours of whatever it was. It was like minutes. 45 minutes, dude. I'm serious. The whole thing, it was nuts. Completely, I didn't like it, by the way. It was scary, really? Dude. No, it was like, oh, I'm too fucking gone. I can't control myself. Anyways, fast forward.
We've seen that before.
So we plan to eat half and go to watch UFC in that, was it San Manuel?
Yeah.
So we eat half. We wait a little too long to drive over there. So while I'm driving, I'm like, I'm fucking gone. It's so hard to drive to this fucking casino, dude. And I finally get there. We walk in and like, I feel like everyone's looking at me. Everyone knows I'm high. That's how I feel. Everyone knows. What's it called? The paranoia? Is that what
paranoia.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wasn't like tripping out, but I'm like, fuck, everyone knows I'm high. Because like, there's security guards, and when you walk in, you gotta show me your ID. I'm like, they gotta fucking know I'm high, dude, for sure. I'm blown. And then, like, all right, enjoy yourself. And I walk right in. It's like, yeah, it was nuts, dude.
Dude, I totally tricked that guy.
That's one of the craziest feelings, though. Like, mine was a little different. It was, I was on shrooms, but it happened to be on a 420, where me, my brother, and my friend Richard Olag, we dropped an eighth of shrooms each, and we met a friend at an IKEA. She was working there, right there on Gale. I don't know if you remember that IKEA being there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was working there at the time. We go, we smoke weed with her. She gets a little boring, goes back to work, and we drive to Upland. And by the time we get to Upland, that's when the shrooms really kicked in. And we were having a couple beers that, like I said, even us out. Because when you get a little freaked out, you just have some beers and you'll be all right. The weirdest part was I had to drive back. My friend couldn't hang out that long. We were there for about an hour. We're technically about 3 hours into our shroom high. We smoked about an eighth of the weed with my friend. And we're on the 10 freeway. And I could swear it's raining dogs and cats. Like, I can barely see through my windshield. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, guys, I got to pull over. I can't see anything. And I'm like, no, man, you can get home. Fucking keep going. And that's my brother and Richard just cheering me on to go. And finally, like, I literally pulled an Ace Ventura, put my head out the window to see what the fuck what was going on. And in that moment of sobriety where water's hitting my face, I realize I'm behind like an 18-wheeler that's splashing water on my windshield, and it's not really raining at all. It was from fucking hours ago. I was like, oh, all right, I got what's going on. I'm only like 20 minutes from home. Perfect. But yeah, it's kind of horrible sometimes.
You feel like a retard at that point?
Fuck yeah, I did, man. I felt like Eli Manning looked, you know, breathing out of my mouth, like, oh, okay.
One chromosome
short. You've done shrooms, exactly. Rob?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. How was it?
It was cool. Me and Maddie. Okay. It was like just a little home session.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Do you know who, took me into Shroom Paradise? Mr. Eddie Gears.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
He's like, hey, dude, we got to do it. I was like, fuck yeah, we got to do it. Because I never did it before. I wanted to try it once. I've only done it once.
Hey.
So I went to his place. It was just me and him, dude. It was fucking awesome. And we didn't even have enough of what you're supposed to be having. But we go outside. We're hanging out outside, and he has a dog, like this big fucking, what's it called, Weimaran or something? The big gray ones.
Yes.
So the dog's fucking around, and I'm just like, I'm looking around, I'm like, it's not hitting me. And then all of a sudden, I noticed a fucking, like, red fruit 3 houses down. Like, I zoomed in.
Wow, yeah.
That fruit is fucking beautiful. It's red. And then I go, huh. And I turn my head, and I see Eddie Gears sitting there, and I look behind him at this tree, and it's like, and the wind's blowing, and it's like moving very hypnotically, very slow. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
That sounds awesome.
I'm looking at it, and then he looks at me.
You never have?
No. And he goes, you all right? I was like, nah, it's not hitting me yet. He's like, really? I'm like, you? Fuck yeah. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, dude, I'm fucking tripping right now. I'm like, oh, okay. So I haven't really acknowledged that it's happening to me yet. So I'm looking around, and I'm noticing every fucking detail. Everything. I'm looking at, like, this old shed the neighbors have. And I'm like zooming in on the fucking wood grain. I'm like, yeah, wow, that's pretty interesting.
That shit's crazy.
I turn my head in this orange tree in his yard. Immediately, I notice the rotten ones. You know, that's a rotten one. That's a rotten one. I'm noticing all the fucking rotten ones. I turn my head again at Eddie Gears. He's sitting there on this picnic table. He's sitting on a table, like, you know, just on his elbows on his knees, just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Behind him, the grass is so fucking vividly green. I was like, holy shit, that's gorgeous. And I go, am I tripping or is it just exceptionally beautiful today? Like, I have no idea. And he goes, he's like, hey, dude, I want to go inside. Okay. It turned out he wanted to go inside because he didn't want me to trip out. He was worried about me tripping out, you know? Uh-huh. So he wanted, like, to contain my fucking craziness,
mm-hmm.
which never even happened. I was cool the whole time. But basically, at one point, he goes to the bathroom. I stand up. I'm walking around. And I just want to be outside in nature, you know? I want to go outside. Mm-hmm. But I'm inside. I'm in the doors. And he's got this place. It's, like, it's very narrow but long, like a deep fucking property. But, the house is long. And he's got this one area where it's like a hallway that goes into one room, another room, another room.
No shit.
And I'm looking down this fucking hallway, dude. Like, there's like four fucking rooms, and each one is a different lighting. And I'm like, this is fucking gorgeous. You know, I'm just like tripping out on like the different dimensions of these the rooms. And at the very last room, it's a sliding glass door, and there's a tree. Like, it was windy that day, and then you see like the shadow of the tree moving against the wall inside. And I'm just like tripping out on that fucking wall. He comes out and sees me, like, gawking at this fucking wall. And he's like, you're fucked up. Like, huh? And, we'd be sitting, I don't know, we sat down, we watched some fucking Louis C.K. shows, and the tile, like, floor was, like, manipulating. Like, when I was watching the TV, you can see it moving, like, once I looked at it, was it moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
You had to, like, refocused on it, because that was a fucked up, we tried to watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and even stoned, I could barely watch that movie, nonetheless, on shrooms. And
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like that movie, by the way.
That's what happened. All right. It's mediocre. Yeah. The book's a lot better than the movie. Just like Rum Diaries. The Rum Diaries.
I you know what? That movie was okay. Really? I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. No good? Oh, but you read the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well.
Anyways, the book came out before Fear and Loathing, actually.
Okay.
And that was in my Barnes & Noble kick, where I was like, ooh, I'm going to be a scholar for the next year. And yeah, some people turned me on to it. And I was like, that's the only reason I saw Fear and Loathing is I read the book first. But
yeah.
Anyways, shrooms, movies.
Yeah, basically, man, shrooms made me feel like I was in touch with fucking everything. Like, I was connected with every fucking thing. I was aware of all my surroundings. I was in touch with everything, dude. I understood everything.
Yeah.
Everything was more clear. Beautiful feeling.
Yeah, it fucking is, dude. It's awesome.
Wish I can go back.
If you take anything away from this show, kids, mushrooms are great.
Yes. All right. You guys do have anything, like any crazy drugs, like any heroin and shit?
No. I'll let you go first.
No, I haven't.
No. No one blew cocaine up your ass or anything like that?
You want to share something, don't you?
You got stories, though. I can see it in your eye.
You tried heroin?
No, fuck no, dude.
Meth?
By accident, I tried meth. Honestly, straight by accident. So I was at my I fell in a fucking big pile of it. No, like literally, I am a stoner to death. And I was smoking with a friend who is a stoner also. I was over his house in Fontana. I should have fucking been more aware.
Yeah.
And first time hanging out with him, whatever, we're smoking fucking bowls. We were drinking. We split a 30-pack. We were working at Vaughn's, and we had a 30-pack in his van. And literally, like, I would go to carts and have a couple beers. We'd go to lunch and have a couple beers. He'd go on his break. So we split a 30-pack over an 8-hour shift. It finishes up. This is my high school where I was telling you I barely knew you because I was smoking pot and drinking all the time.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we get to this place. I'm smoking a water pipe. I go use the restroom. I come back, and I pack it, none the wiser. And I smoke again, and about 5 minutes later, I'm feeling...
hyper but fucking mellow at the same time, and it's kind of freaking me the fuck out. Like, I never get paranoid off of weed. Why am I so paranoid right now? And why did I feel so hyper? Like, I can do 20 push-ups right now if I wanted to.
20.
And my buddy walks in. You know, this is going to sound bad. He's an awesome parent. Fucking great guy. You know, takes care of his
meth.
Family.
That's all.
He just used to do meth when his kids were 2 and 3.
Oh, Jesus.
They never seen it.
What a good dude.
Anywho, he walks in from putting the kids to sleep. And he's like, which pipe did you smoke out of? I was like, my water pipe. Hey, just in case you feel a little weird, I had a little bit of speed in there. I was like, what the fuck? That's all I was feeling, dude. By the end of the night, I was fucking looking out the garage windows. Like, I'm already short, so I put like a little stool there because I kept thinking the cops were going to roll up. Dude, that shit had me fucked up. Like, I hated
speed
that.
And meth are the same thing?
Yeah, speed and meth, virtually the same thing. So,
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
You guys didn't know speed and meth? Well, I always knew speed and meth is the same thing. Like, what's the difference?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's all right. That's part of not knowing.
So, yeah.
Knowing
that
is half the battle.
The more you know. And cocaine. It's cocaine was cool. Cocaine, you know, didn't do anything for me the first 4 times I did it. But try and try again.
You're a persistent little bastard. I like
fuck
that.
Yeah, dude. I wanted to experience. I don't know. You guys have all been to Vegas. Did you guys never want to experience that Vegas trip? Like, have you ever seen Very Bad Things or any other movie? You're like, I want
to
do.
So you wanted to kill a prostitute.
That was my dream and get away with it.
You put the shell in his trunk every time he goes to Vegas, just in case.
But fuck, like.
Did you say butt fuck?
No, I said butt fuck, but not. Oh, yeah, I guess I did. I thought you had to complete it with it.
You got a drink.
Where's the?
We're out.
Sorry, Dangerinos.
You know what? We gotta get more beers, right?
It's time for a break.
We do.
Want a beer?
Yes.
Cocaine
we
and
got
shrooms.
We gotta drink in honor of that butt fuck. Oh, by the way, I know, Robert, you don't listen to the show, but every time you say butt fuck, you gotta take a drink.
Take a drink. We should bring in that tequila.
You just said it.
I think I'm safe.
No, people say it a lot.
Yeah. Really?
You know, yeah, but fuck, yeah, exactly,
oh,
yeah.
Okay,
we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're ready to take our drink for Ivan saying butt fuck. So cheers, guys.
Drink up.
Here's the butt fucking.
Keeping butt fucking alive.
All right. So no heroin, nothing, right?
No, fuck heroin.
Yeah. So just coke. Just
coke,
raging
mushrooms,
coke.
Weed. Coke, mushrooms, weed.
I tried
fuck
coke
meth.
Once on accident. Remember mine? Remember that story?
Huh?
Sorry, I had a coke one time. An accident?
No. I don't remember.
Man, you did not listen to the show at all.
Dude!
I've heard a story not on this show, though.
I don't know how many times I was drunk.
Well, basically, long story short, DJ party and drinking, fell asleep in a hotel. Eddie Gears thought it'd be a good idea to lick his finger and dab it into a pile of coke and shove it in my mouth while I'm sleeping.
Finger or cock?
Either way is good with me. I don't care.
It was about the same size anyways.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Eddie.
Go on, you're out.
Yeah, so it wasn't my I was like, I was coke raped is what you'd say.
Yeah.
My mouth got numb. Nothing really happened though. That was it.
That's the best with coke though, just numbing your mouth. Like, honestly, I did have good times with coke when you smoke it. I don't really like snorting. I got the shits when I snorted it, but when I smoked it, smoking it, your face gets numb, and you could just drink for days. But that's my advice, kids. Smoke coke.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, God.
All right. And now it's time for the Rapid Five. All right. You ready for this, Rob?
Sure.
All right. This is the questions we ask every new guest because no one knows who you are. And these questions will help them to understand exactly the person that you are based on these specifically engineered questions, all right?
All right.
It's very psychological.
It's like we've known you these past 20 years.
Eddie Gears just texted me. That's funny that we're talking about it. He texted
oh,
me.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
His cock must have been burning.
What do you say?
Shout out to Eddie Gears.
His ass must have been burning.
All right. Like my brother says, first it's gonna burn, then it's gonna rip. What's he saying? I don't know. I forgot what he was. Then it's gonna bleed. Then you're gonna like it. All right. Question number one. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite movie of all time?
I'm going to go Swingers on that one.
Swingers?
Yeah.
Have I seen Swingers?
Vince Vaughn?
I don't think I have.
Why am I going blank on his name? He's a big director now.
I don't know his name either.
Is that the one where they're like...
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one like when they're in the apartment?
He's oversized and whiny.
Yeah.
Does he live in an apartment and then he breaks up with a girl? Is that that one?
Yeah, and they need to kind of wing him back into the game.
Oh, okay.
It's because, I don't know, it was like I was in high school when it came out and it was just...
Mm-hmm. Spoke to you.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
So that's the one movie, if you were on an island, you had nothing else to watch.
If I was on an island with that movie... I'd be cool with it, because then I'd, like, memorize every goddamn line.
Was Vince Vaughn your idol in that movie? Like, he's fucking awesome, or what?
Or did you just like No, I like the dude that pulled the gat.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you, Snoop Dogg? Yeah, I don't know. I like that dude.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. For me, it was Vince Vaughn, but yeah.
I could see that, though. I mean, you know, Vince Vaughn's, it's...
Yeah. I just love the scene when he's in the diner, and he's thinking he's talking to the girl. He's hitting on her.
That was awesome.
Turns out he's hitting on the little kid.
All right. What is your biggest fear?
Probably letting down loved ones. I think that's the biggest fear.
Letting down loved ones.
Yeah. Just like being a disappointment, I think.
Yeah. Don't let me down, man. Am I a loved one, by the way?
You are.
Somewhat, right? Like outside of the circle, maybe?
Yes.
A distant loved one?
I mean,
How do you mean letting down loved ones? Give me an example. Like your wife being disappointed in you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wifey. I mean, I've let my parents down a shit ton, so I'm kind of used to that one. I'm kind of numb to that one. But yeah,
if you don't pleasure her, I let you down.
Yeah, that's why it's always wifey first, me second.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Yeah.
I've been, right?
Yeah, I'm the fucking same way.
No, you're lying.
The conversation you guys were having, again, you guys, your 50th podcast, if it turns out to be your last
podcast. Is literally growing right now.
If your 50th podcast turns out to be the last one.
I think I dropped the oddcast.
The 50th danger hour turns out to be your last one, it needs to be live because there's a lot of dangerinos who'd want to call in and say, yeah, I agree with you, because that's another topic. Like, yeah, I was the same way.
No one's going to call in.
I pleasured my girl first.
Yeah.
But that's some good loving in return. Like, mm-hmm. You know, special sex when it does happen.
All right. Very good.
So special not sex. Letting anyone down. That must be a streak of people who have like a very deep sense for one of their fears, because Peterson didn't want to bury his kids. Your dad didn't want to bury kids. Like,
no, what my dad said is, if I can remember correctly, is he didn't want to die before his grandkids.
Okay.
Right? Is that what it was?
I don't think it was grandkids. Let's be realistic.
I think he wants to see his grandkids grow up.
Okay.
That's what it was.
That sounds reasonable.
He doesn't want to die before then.
Well, compared to other guests whose fears are, I don't want to get my cock in shit water or something. Like, you know, it's a lot deeper than that.
Yeah.
I was just
really cock in shit water? That's
that wasn't one of the fears.
It wasn't one of the fears, but
I mean, I'll take my shit water right now. It's the first thing that came in my mind.
It would be my fear now that he talked about it. I was like, yeah, what am I want?
I mean, I've taken a wicked deuce before. I think my cock has actually been in shit water before.
Has it?
Yeah, it hangs down there when you're taking a shit.
Shit.
That doesn't happen all the time, but if you have a violent shit and your cock's hanging down there, I mean, there's collateral damage.
You touched your shit water with your dick.
No, not touched it. It's like
a splashback. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Different story than your dick.
There was this guy that came on recently who said his dick was in the shit water.
Like, got dunked in.
And we're like, there's no way your dick is that fucking big.
10-inch dick.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
That's what we'll get on this topic a little bit later, but I measured the water and no way is my dick going to get in. You know, visually, it's not like I stuck my...
A visual assessment.
A visual assessment.
That's like another argument.
I measure my dick in centimeters, so I was like, that's like 1,000 centimeters deep.
All right. You fucking Englishman.
All this shit where I talk's going to be hard. Next question.
Yeah, it's all right. What is a weird or strange thing about you?
This one's not even that weird, but it's the blood pressure. If you can't take my blood pressure, it freaks me out. And it's not even that interesting.
Are you saying that your doctor has never been able to give you a blood pressure test?
No, I take them. I just don't like them.
Oh.
Do you freak out the whole time?
I don't. Well, freaking out.
Bite his
relative.
Neck? Like,
no.
You bite his neck.
I'm hating life the whole time I'm getting my blood pressure taken. It's not that interesting.
Why is that?
know.
He's very uncomfortable with these questions. He just wants to fucking breeze through them.
No, I'm fucking thinking about my arm getting squeezed by that goddamn sleeve.
I'm sorry to
move on.
I'm sorry to do this, but you have to share your wife's weird thing because that is fucking awesome.
It's way more interesting than my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go for the details. What is your wife's weird thing?
My wife cannot stand cotton. Like, stretched cotton, biting cotton, the sound of cotton, anything cotton.
The sound of cotton.
No, the cotton makes a sound.
And it's like, not, you got to highlight, it's not only not be able to stand, it's freak the fuck out.
No,
like,
yeah,
what
she,
are you doing?
She flips out and she'll like start gagging. Yes.
For example, is this correct? If you bite your shirt, she'll like gag?
Bite your shirt, bite a napkin, bite anything.
Napkin is cotton?
Napkins count for some reason. It makes the same noise if you like really bite down on a napkin.
Maybe if you're at some la-di-da restaurant or something.
No.
I'm
going
to walk out of here biting a napkin.
Get a napkin, a cheap-ass napkin, bite it, and like kind of wiggle your teeth. It makes that kind of squeak noise. It's that noise that just kind of gets to her.
What does that even fucking come from? Like, where does that...
I don't know.
That's so bizarre,
right? It is very bizarre.
I've seen him fuck with her, dude. He'll bite his shirt and she'll wig out, dude. She'll flip fucking out.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Or like, she'll see and be like, here, you want to take a vitamin? I'm like, sure. Pull out the cotton. never mind, you're not taking it.
Mission Impossible there.
She can't even touch the cotton?
She can, but she has to like really like, you know, psych herself out. And then she does it as fast as possible. So it's like, you know, minimize the stretch aspect.
You should fuck around with her and make her wear like earmuffs. Be like, let's figure this out. Is it the sound? What's going on? And just take pictures of her
it's
being
all,
a weirdo
no,
around
it's
cotton.
Not just the sound. It's the sound, the look, the really? Thought. The, yeah, everything.
Because she could probably
you mean it's
feel
the look. The touch of cotton, the fabric of our lives.
That is correct.
She must go ape shit when she hears that theme song.
All right. What is your hobby?
Hobbies is probably kind of weird, actually. That should be my weird question, I think. Because I got weird-ass hobbies. I like fish tanks.
What do you collect fucking toads from boys
no,
or what?
I got expensive ass fish and fish tanks. I spend way too much money on that shit that I should. And I play ping pong, which is also very weird.
Ping pong?
Yes. I have expensive ass paddle too.
Really?
Yes. Like my wife
pro sports gump paddle?
Yeah. I spend like $200 on a ping pong
what?
Paddle. Yes.
On a ping pong paddle?
Yes.
$200?
And I love playing ping pong. Yes.
It's that... What does it do differently than a fucking Walmart special?
Oh, it does everything differently.
Is it made out of like bamboo and it's light as
does it
fuck
have fucking like sensors on it and like electronics?
No, it's got, you know, it's like the, I mean, the wood makes a difference that it's made out
what
of.
What kind of wood
like,
is it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, come on. You spent that much money to know what kind of wood it is?
I didn't make
dude, let's sell him some paddles.
Is it mahogany?
It's the company's,
is it redwood?
It's the company's responsibility to make the best fucking wood. No, it's yeah, that's my thing.
Is it redwood?
Right. I don't know what fucking kind of wood it is.
Is it like the most endangered wood in the world?
Yeah, it's like made out of like the bones of African babies or something. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I dig me some ping pong.
Yeah.
And I'll
so you're good.
It. Yeah, so you should go.
I never played
I'm
you
not,
before.
I'm not the best, but you I mean, it. Of the people I play with, I'm not the best.
You are the best?
No, I'm not the best.
Oh.
Because I play with some good-ass people.
Asians, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Come on, that goes
you're
out
fucking saying. Doing flips.
They come out of the vagina playing ping pong. But I say of all the people I know,
ping
I would,
pong actually
I would
sounds like Asian names, right?
Ping pong, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Yes.
Ping pong. Ping
pong. I've never met somebody I've known outside of work that I can't kick their ass without even taking a second breath.
Sounds like a board. Challenge, James.
Yes. It does sound like a challenge. Are you up for it?
Yeah, no, you're
I
not.
I thought
up
that
for
was
it.
Directed to you.
No.
Oh.
No. But if anybody listening to this wants to challenge me,
dude,
hit me up on Facebook.
I love challenges.
I will destroy you.
Let's fucking do it. I'm down with challenges.
I'm the ping pong champ! Except if you're Asian, right?
Dude, seriously, you'd probably cream in your pants if you ever went to Susan Sarandon, the actress. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Mm-hmm.
She owns a chain of ping pong bars in New York City.
I've heard about this.
These are like the most high class fucking places ever.
Yeah.
I have heard of these places.
You've been there?
No, I've not been there.
You're not a good ping pong player.
I don't fucking live
friend.
In New York City. That's not my fault.
Where is it?
In New York.
Oh, it's New York.
Yes.
Yeah. She's got a chain of them out there.
We got to go to New York.
And they're fucking pretty expensive too.
We have to go to New York.
It's like $30 to play for a half hour.
Speaking of, wait. How much?
$30 for a half hour.
30. Oh, I was about to say.
Wow.
I thought you said 30.
Hey, speaking of New York, have you heard of this bar called McSorley's?
No.
Wait, let me get this right.
Sounds familiar.
I wrote it down. McSorley's.
It sounds really familiar, but
it's supposedly like the old, like one of the oldest bars in the fucking country or something. And apparently Abraham Lincoln would frequent there. Abraham fucking Lincoln would go to this bar, right?
Honest Abe?
Honest Abe.
It sounds run down to me.
No lies. No lies. I read it today. I looked it up today because I wanted to ask you about it. This is later, but you brought up New York. It's so fucking... It's like 1850-something it's been open. And like since 1910, they haven't taken down the memorabilia on the walls. So you walk in there, it's like all old-timey shit, you know?
Yeah.
And what's really fucking interesting about it is that from World War I, these soldiers were going to war. They put up these wishbones on the fucking wall, right? Mm. And they said, you know, leave these up until we come home and take them down. I'm just going to tell you, there's a bunch of wishbones on the wall.
They went to Hamburger Hill.
But
exactly.
But I think it's so fucking... Oh, and women weren't allowed in the bar. It's like until 1970-something when the fucking laws passed. Then women have to be allowed in this fucking establishment.
Yeah.
Then they were allowed in, but it sounds fucking interesting. I want to go there so badly. That's like one of my life fucking ambitions now, to go to this bar and just...
It's on your bucket list?
Yeah, exactly.
McSarley's.
Let's go.
You want to go?
I'll go.
I'm down. Let's go.
Let's do it.
And apparently they hire it's an Irish place, of course, McSorley's. They hire Irish staff, so they're all like Irishmen, which makes it seem like more like authentic, I guess.
Yeah.
But fuck yeah, dude, I want to go to that place.
Let's fucking do it.
Imagine having a beer in the same spot that Abe Lincoln was sitting. Fucking chopping down a fucking... What did he chop down? He chopped down... That was Washington.
Yeah, that was Washington, you douchebag. But I was like...
He built a log cabin, right? That's him.
In Illinois.
Boy, I'm tired of building this log cabin. I better go get a beer. McSorley's.
Abe chopped something down.
No, he didn't chop it down.
He didn't?
He built a Lincoln
Washington,
log.
Washington chopped down the cherry tree or what?
Cherry tree, yeah. And...
That was Washington?
Yeah, that was Washington.
Why do you do that?
History,
so. And Lincoln built a log, and Abe was honest. But imagine if he got like a fucking lap dance or a blowjob there. Like, this is where Abraham Lincoln was.
Got a blowjob. He was honest about that.
Yeah, mad that
47 years ago, I got my fucking knob blown on. Yeah. I'm victorious. Yeah. That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're... I'm a quarter there. Irish. I'll fit right in.
Are you?
I am.
I'm like a fucking 1/32 or something. I don't know. I got something in there. I've had some Irish in me, that's all I'm saying. In my butt. No. Mm-hmm. All right.
A couple Saturday nights ago.
That's why he likes the gingers.
Well, that was a all right.
Soft spot.
Next question. What do you hate or annoys you the most?
Speeding tickets. CHP.
Speeding tickets.
Yeah.
The tickets or the cops themselves?
Both. I think it's total bullshit.
So you hate cops?
The whole thing. No, no, not cops. Not
just
cops.
Speeding.
No. CHP. There's a difference.
Mm.
I think cops are great. They need to fucking protect and serve and all that crap.
Yeah. CHP cops are just bullies.
I don't know. Cops takes a wide range. There's CHP, which are like letter of the law people. Like, they fucking take it by the book every day. They'll give their mom a ticket. My sister is threatening to throw me in jail. She's CHP up north. Like, she's like, if you don't turn yourself in, motherfucker, you got 2 warrants for your arrest. I'm going to take... She's literally giving me that call. Like, the only person who's been able to pull me over from 800 miles away, like from a phone call, pull the fuck over. Like, there's fucking warrants for your arrest. But sheriffs are always fucking cool. I don't know if you've had run into sheriffs.
No problem.
But when you say cops, there's CHP, there's PD.
I think it's cops. No. CHP. Oh. That's my only problem.
Yeah, CHP, they're assholes.
I mean, I have no problem with cops. I have a problem with CHP. And most specifically, it's because CHP, they love giving speeding tickets. And I think that shit's antiquated. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to go 100 miles an per hour in my car safely. I can. You guys are fucking laughing at me. I can safely drive 100 miles an hour without blinking an eye.
But there are laws, though.
There are laws, and I think...
Sir, I can safely smoke pot in my...
You can. That's a whole other topic.
I can safely murder children.
No, put it this way. The speed limit has been 55 miles an hour forever, right?
Yeah.
If you think about the cars that were on the road in like 1970... Like a
probably even
like
earlier
a,
when
like
they
a Pinto
laws.
Or a Valiant or those kind of shitty cars going 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If you go, I've driven those cars.
Oh yeah.
And if you're going 55 miles an hour in those cars,
shaking violently.
Yes. It's like you're driving like a bat out of hell, and you're holding on for dear life.
Yeah, yeah.
And the windows are rattling, and the windshield's rattling, and you feel like the whole thing's gonna fall apart. If I go 55 miles an hour, it's like I'm not even moving.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I can go 100 miles an hour, and be way more safer than a car in the 70s going 55 miles an hour.
Oh, that's for sure.
Why are you laughing? This makes so much sense. Well, yeah,
everyone has had that experience, right? Where you're like, holy shit, I didn't know I was going 80 right now.
Exactly.
When you're driving a newer car.
Exactly.
But when I'm in my grandma's Pinto.
The point is, though, I believe you, but there's a lot of idiots out there that can do that.
Exactly. So what I think is that if a CHP is driving down the freeway and he sees somebody driving erratically, give that guy a ticket, because you know what? He's driving like a maniac, and he shouldn't be driving like that.
But if you're going 100,
if I'm going 100, gotta be like, and there's nobody and in front of me. No, nobody in front of me. Like say I'm going down the 15 on the way to Vegas.
Yeah,
never done that before. Yeah, but if I would have done that, there's stretches where you can drive as fast as your car will let you, and it's perfectly safe because there's nobody in front of you. But then, sure enough, there's that CHP hiding behind a goddamn bush in the middle of the desert waiting to pop you. That just seems ridiculous to
me. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All he's trying to do is just make money for CHP. I just don't like it. Yeah.
There's only one CHP cop I kind of dug. I was with my uncle in San Diego. We're going to go fishing. It's like fucking, he took fishing so super serious. So it's like 4:30 in the morning. We're on the highway. Everyone else is speeding. He's doing about 85, 90. You know, we're about an hour away from the fishing hole. And this cop pulls us over. It's a CHP. And he's like, oh, I'm pulling you over for speeding. And right off the bat, my uncle's like, what the fuck? There's people passing me up. Why didn't you pull them over? And he's like, sir, let me see your registration and all that shit. He sees it. And he's like, sir, you still haven't... I thought I wasn't going to do that. He's like, sir, you still haven't explained why you pulled me over when there's people going faster than me. And he's like, I see you're a fisherman. Do you expect to catch every fish in the pond today? And he's like, well, no. And he's like, well, exactly. I'm not going to fucking catch every speeding racer out there, but I'm going to catch your ass. So I was like, oh. Even my uncle had a laugh about that. He's like, all right, fuck it. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but sometimes you let them go, right?
What's that?
Sometimes they let the fish go back.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Catch and release.
That's what you should have said. That's what you should have. Your uncle, fuck your uncle.
Dude, I was fucking 10 years old.
Okay, taking what you just said, he asked me what annoys me.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking fish, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got the hook in your mouth.
I'm sure fish think fishermen are pretty fucking annoying.
It's a good interview point. A fish.
It's a good point. I can see a fish sitting with a cigarette. Yeah. Totally, man. This fucking guy. You put on my ass all the time.
Come for no reason.
This fucking guy's got me in a bowl 24 hours a day.
All right. What is the gayest song on your iPod?
Literally, probably YMCA. It's probably on there somewhere.
You have that on there?
Probably on there somewhere.
That's beautiful.
Very honest answer.
It's actually a good song, by the way.
It's probably like, on there for shits and giggles.
It's pretty good. Yeah. No? I mean, oh yeah, mine too.
Yeah. And then besides that, it's not my fault. It's the wife's fault. I'm going to say that right now.
Hear that? They all blame the wife.
Why did you start retracting?
We got one iTunes. Do you guys have that or no?
Oh,
yeah. So we got one.
I have one iTunes, yeah.
We got one whole iTunes and it has all our music on there, mine and my wife's.
Yeah. Right.
And so when I put my iPod on there, because I got plenty of room on there, it's like 180 gigs. I just say, you know, sync the whole damn thing. So I can't just play everything on there because I'll get all kinds of shit from my wife. No offense, Maddie, but your music's shit.
All right. So YMC is what you're saying? That's pretty gay.
But I think I'm not sure it's on there, but
it's pretty good.
Queen is definitely on there.
Queen?
Queen.
That's not gay.
Oh my god. You guys are both
Queen
gay.
Isn't gay?
Wow,
Queen
dude.
Is gay.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
I love Queen.
The Queen. Oh, wait.
I love Queen, but it's gay.
The singer is gay, but the music isn't gay.
Oh, the music's totally gay.
How is it gay?
It's totally fun, but it's totally gay.
It's called opera rock. It probably is gay, huh?
It's not, though.
You guys are in denial. Really
not. Wait, which song are you talking rock. About?
Okay, you guys need to take
which song?
A serious about.
All really? Of them?
Dude, if rock. If
name
Queen
one
is
that's not gay.
If,
how about that?
Surprisingly, like, this shit came out a while ago. I fucking love, maybe I am Rain Man.
Y'all need to
numbers.
Talk to some gay people.
Dude, Queen has, especially on the English top 100, for the past like 10 years, it's been number one best-selling album fucking ever. Yeah. Like,
on
there
the
must be
on the
millions
English,
of gay fuckers out there.
On the English top 100?
But
that's your argument that it's not gay?
It is. Dude, Queen is not gay. That's the best.
No, I love me some Queen. I love me some Queen, but it's pretty gay.
Really?
I think so.
I can understand your argument because I told this guy about a song I thought was gay, but he didn't think it was gay. But
which is?
That Mozilla song, I Will. Some British singer. She's like,
Oh, yeah. You played it, right?
Yeah, it's a good song, but I'm like, that's gay.
It's kind of gay, but not really.
Yeah.
All right.
So Queen.
Next one.
Horrible.
That's horrible.
Hey, you got to do some polls. You've never done a Danger Hour poll, right?
Yeah. No one cares.
Poll. Dude, fuck that. We're going to do a Danger Hour poll of what's the gayest song out there, or at least is Queen...
Sound gay.
Top 10, top-notch gay.
Queen's not gay, by the way.
Queen's it's not. Totally gay.
It's not gay.
Oh, my God.
I'd take offense
compared
to that.
Compared to Backstreet Boys, there's so much more gay out there.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hanson.
You were saying what's on my iPod, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have Backstreet Boys on my iPod. If I did, they would definitely be Queen.
He does make a
That's a valid point
there.
Yeah. All right. Damn it. You and your fucking points. All right.
Genius.
If you had... Okay, if you personally had to be gay, which celebrity would you be gay with?
Nah, I found a loophole in this one.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
You know me. I mean, come on now. Hugh Hefner.
What?
That's right.
Why?
Hugh.
Because you know he's down for the threesome.
So you...
It'd be me, Hugh, and some playmate.
But
you
still
so
got
like,
old
you know
mouth
what?
On your cock.
It's true.
It doesn't mean I have to actually
interact with
him.
Yes, it does.
That's the question. You had to be gay with him.
You have to have insertion.
You gotta go all the way.
Go all the way, at least there's a playmate there.
That's a pretty good angle, by the way, actually.
At least there's a playmate.
Is it less gay though?
I think he broke the code here. Yeah.
Fucking Da Vinci over here.
That's all I gotta say. I mean, at least there's a play. It's making the best of the bad situation.
At least
I got a playmate.
That's a fucking genius. That's a genius answer. I gotta give you props for that too.
Yeah, that's good.
So you got a fucking old man in the ass, but you also had sex with a hot chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
Still trying to think about
cutting
that.
Edge.
But what is your? Oh man. You talk about
men. But who do you do first? The girl or Hugh Hefner?
I think the rule should be you still got to do the guy
first. See, I'm thinking, you know, play with Hugh for a little bit. But he's old, right? So he's going to fall asleep.
He'll get tired and doze off.
He dozes off and then it's...
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Let's go to town.
Yeah.
But then like while you're in the middle of it, he wakes up and goes, okay, shove it in me.
And I'll be like, oh, we just finished. I'm sorry.
Because wouldn't your dick just go soft? Like if Hugh had to be first... And you had to fuck that wrinkled ass. You'd be like, damn, like, I can't get it up anymore. Give
right.
Me a
so you
hours,
tell
ladies.
Him, you know what? I'm sorry. I had a long day at work. I'm stressed. I have a headache. Give him all the excuses. Then he falls asleep.
Then he says, don't worry about it. I've taken 40 Viagra. I'm going to fuck you all night. We're good. Don't worry about it.
Think about that.
All right. Last question. When you were younger, or recently, it doesn't matter to me. Did you ever tuck your dick between your legs and pretend you were a girl?
What the hell? No, I don't think I have.
Don't lie.
I swear.
Don't
That's
lie.
A bold-faced lie.
No, why is that lie?
You've never done it.
Yeah, I've seen it done.
What?
Recently.
What?
No, just on Californication. That's the first time I've ever seen it done, actually. Yes.
The girl's husband.
Exactly.
Her name. Yeah, that guy's fucking awesome.
It shows it?
It shows it. It actually
shows his dick?
No, it's tucked, fucker.
Yeah.
We
can literally see it.
You started this conversation.
Wait, but you can see, like, the tuckness?
Yeah.
They show him full on?
He's tucked and they show him full on naked.
You'll be surprised how much that's been shown. It was in Californication twice, last season and this season.
Yeah.
Where he does some big old poem. He's standing on some counter.
Yeah.
And he says, and he displays his beautiful mangina.
Exactly.
As this guy, he's a recovering alcoholic who hasn't drank in, like, 30 years. And he has a drink and fucking does it. But there was this, there was a movie and this like 19-year-old kid did it to his friend, like fucking around. Like, oh, it was Workaholics. I don't know if you guys they're supposed to go to Hedonism and they're three roommates. It's so fucking funny. They're all hyped up like, fuck yeah, Hedonism. We're going to fuck so much pussy. And one guy comes out and he's like, guys, I can't go to Hedonism. He's like, they're like, why the fuck not? He's like, my dick fell off and he has his dick stuck between his legs. That was on Comedy Central.
I think I've seen that video.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So you never did it before?
The first time I've ever heard of it was Californication.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It never occurred to me to...
Silence of the Lambs, at least?
You know what? He did do that, didn't he? It didn't dawn on me that that's what he was doing.
Oh, man. I did that shit before I knew about any of that.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I'm disappointed.
Wow. I know.
We usually get them. You know what I want to say about this guy here?
Now that you said that, I'm going to when I get home.
I hope you do. I hope you do. Are you?
I'm going to.
Let's do a video podcast. Let's get it done right now.
I really, truly hope so.
Pull out my mangina.
I hope you can report your findings later.
All right,
we'll
do.
Does the carbon
One other thing I want to talk about, what I want to say about this guy, what I like about him is his ability, what I admire about him actually, his ability to speak his mind. In a sense where I'm going to elaborate, if you know what I'm talking about. Shut your mouth. Let me paint you a mental image picture head. What? We're on one of our camping trips. This guy named Fernando happens to come, who's been on the show.
Fucking Fernando.
Fernie, by the way, who's been on the show before. He starts up, once we're hanging out, we're drinking, we're camping, blah, blah, blah. He starts talking about fucking religion, right? He got me sucked in this conversation for maybe a half hour. We just talk about religion. And I'm so much of a nice dude where I'm just like taking all this shit that I don't want to hear. Sorry, Fernie. I don't want to hear any of this shit, dude. I don't want to hear any of it. But I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
But he's gobbling it all.
Yeah, I'm just listening and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking annoyed. Because I don't like hearing that shit. But.
Oh, stop.
But you this guy.
You were not giving the I'm annoyed vibe. This, you were like, he was like. Okay.
Because yeah. I'm not... Okay. Here's the thing.
The head nod.
Let me finish what I want to say first.
Go ahead.
Robert here. I saw Fernando, Fernie, go up to him talking about religion. Oh, yeah, God. Robert says, hey, hey, hey. I don't hear this shit. And I was like, fuck, dude. I wish I could be that dude.
It's that easy.
I can't be that dude, though. I want to... I just felt bad, like, ah, oh,
he's, he's in there.
Even with a stranger, though?
What?
Like, a stranger. Like, a stranger.
But, okay.
Was he a stranger? Or do you
to Robert, he was a stranger. To me, I met him briefly one time, but because him and because me and Josh are mutual friends of him.
This is his excuse, by the way.
He heard... He knew me because of Josh, like, the stories or whatever the fuck it is, and I met him one time. So, like, okay, I don't want to be a... I don't want to come off as an asshole. But Robert doesn't give a fuck. That's what I admire about him. Doesn't want to hear this shit. He says, hey, hey, I don't want to hear this. I don't fucking want to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's over.
It's not about being an asshole, though. It's about, okay, if you want to talk, talking is two-way street, right? If I'm going to talk at you about something, you have to be mildly interested in about what I'm talking about.
And I don't believe that's true.
That is true. If you're a normal human being, you don't want to talk at somebody if they have zero interest in what you're saying.
So you just say, okay, let's say it's not a religion. Let's say some guy comes up to you. Hey, you know my father, you know, he works in a cheese factory. You're like, I don't hear this shit.
I don't care about your father, dude.
I would say
the same fucking thing, yes.
Honestly, it would come up to be like, were we fucking talking about cheese? And no, we weren't.
Maybe
we
they were.
A common interest, friend.
What if you were talking about cheese?
That's an exception. Honest, for me, if we were talking about cheese, like, yeah, you like sharp, I like fucking Swiss. This guy says, my dad made a sharp fucking Swiss cheese. I'm like, that's fucking cool, but I feel you on that. Right off the bat, it is a two-way street. If I'm not interested, you know, fuck you and whatever you're talking about.
Wow, I can't do that, though.
No, I wasn't mad at
recently. To hear them out, though. I have to hear what they're talking about.
I did.
So Mormons fucking love your ass, then.
They do. They do. They come to your door, knock, 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 and it's like, talk for hours.
Mormons.
A Mormon. No, no, no. I don't even open the door. I cower. I look to the people. I go, no, no, I'm not answering.
Oh, I'll open the door and say, no, I'm not fucking interested.
You know, I have done that before, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I have done that.
You are.
They knocked on the door. I didn't even fucking look at the people. I opened it. It's a fuck. Oh, hi, sir. Wait a second. I go, listen, I respect what you're doing, but I'm just not interested.
Hey, that's fucking.
That's exactly what I said. And he's like, okay, thank you. And he walks away. I kind of felt a little bit bad, but it's like, hey, I got out of fucking hearing nonsense.
Yeah, my wife's the opposite. She's the cower and don't open the door.
Doesn't open the door. Okay. Just doesn't open the door at all.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I just can't do it with fucking charity kids and Boy Scout and Girl Scouts. I'll listen to their sob story and they'll be like, I'll buy some cookies. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Unless you got Thin Mints, get the fuck out of my face.
So if Fernie would have offered you Thin Mints, you would have heard about religion for like 30 minutes? I couldn't do it, man.
And then religion's a sore topic for me, too. I grew up super religious, so I got zero tolerance policy
for
that.
You grew up super religious or not super
Like, religious? My family's super religious. My dad's like one
Catholics
of...
Catholics
or Christians? My dad's a pastor of like... one of those like non-denominational super churches.
Okay.
So what does that mean? Non-denominational.
Your dad's not Benny Hinn.
It's a type of non-denominational is actually a type of denomination.
What does that mean?
Like Methodist and Presbyterian.
Yeah.
And there's a group that says
Christian.
Yeah, no. They're all Christians. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Presbyterian and all that shit. They're Christians. There's actually a type of Christian that says, "Oh no, we're not any of those types of Christians.
We're like Christian.
We're like we don't associate with any of those people.
Yeah.
And that's called non-denominational. Huh. Yeah.
Never knew.
They're the worst kind.
The more you know.
They're the worst kind.
The worst kind, yes.
They're so high and mighty or what?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. So when it comes to religious talk now, it's like, you know what? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Man. Zero tolerance.
I got to be more like that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just the fucking born-again Christians with me. Born-again Christians and hardcore Catholic. Like, we were raised Catholic, but I don't associate myself with Catholicism. Thankfully, surprisingly, actually, no more than 2 weeks ago, my mom mentions that, you know, she was raised Catholic also, and she was fucking hardcore about it. But she's like, I don't know about the religion, so I'm not going to fucking claim myself as Catholic. I was like, really surprised for a 63-year-old lady who's always brought us up on that religion. But I've known, especially ex-gangsters who are born-again Christians again. I hate them.
Yeah, I know tons of those, too.
My problem is, what's with Lent? Isn't that ridiculous?
Dude, that's so ridiculous.
Lent.
It's just so you can pound
flare fish sandwiches. Sorry, dude. I'm going to bash on Alito for a little bit.
Yeah.
This guy does not do any church. He doesn't do shit, as far as I know. Doesn't do anything. All of a sudden, Lent comes around. Oh, I gotta follow Lent. I got to give up meat for 40 days.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
This guy, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
What is it going to prove, by the way?
Right. Like, you're supposed to be closer to God for that whole Lent reason.
I even called him on it.
Have you heard the story?
No, I don't.
It's to bring you closer, but it's ridiculous though.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely like ridiculous. He had nothing, like, you know, 40 years in the desert.
I think this is an attempt from McDonald's to sell more fish fillets.
Dude, it's so funny, right? They know they capitalize on that shit.
They make that shit cheaper.
Yeah, they do. Two for $1.29. Get it any Friday.
But this is how I look at it. Like, if God is so big and great, right? Like, He created everything, and us humans can't create this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
That God did.
Okay. Apparently.
So, yes. So God's this big, big giant guy. He created all this shit. Created us. He cares about what we eat for 40 days, really?
Apparently.
I look at it this way. Like, I have two little dogs, me and my wife.
Yeah.
I love these little fucking dogs.
Yeah.
They're a pain in my ass, but I love them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put down on the floor, put like steak and put ham and put this and that on the floor and be like, okay, now, little doggies, I don't want you to eat this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know what? I love you, little dogs. Eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You want some? I'm going to give you some fucking ham. Enjoy that shit. Rub it up. And then if you do something I don't like shit on my carpet, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to send you to hell.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Really? I'm going to send my little dog to hell? Like, little doggy hell?
Yeah.
That is so backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is such a human concept. It's absolutely ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
That if somebody is so big would look at us who in reality don't know shit
when it compares
to the universe and all this other stuff.
And that's
physics and this.
Right.
We don't know anything.
That's one thing I brought up to my brother. I have my oldest brother and my only sister, but she's the oldest of the family. She just recently found religion and Christianity. My brother Ed, he's been hardcore Christian for like the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was having a discussion with him. Unfortunately, he's not as well versed. And those are the people I get annoyed with the most. Like, they want to preach their shit, but they don't have anything to back it up. Thankfully, at least my sister, she's a little more well versed. So I took it a little bit easier, you know, because I ask a question, she's able to answer it. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing I asked him. And I was just like, dude, like, it's pretty much just a ritual. Just like anybody else in the world has a ritual. If you have a ritual for Super Bowl Sunday, you know, not eating meat for 40 days is the same old ritual, but you're going to fuck up the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But not eating meat for 40 days, you're fucking forgiven. It's fucking horseshit.
That's what I don't like. Yeah. And they don't do anything that has anything to do with religion except for Lent. Oh, I got to do Lent.
I don't get that.
For the most part, it's all good though. If it makes them feel better. let them enjoy it. That's why I view religion.
But it's useless, right? It's worthless, right?
Yeah. No, for them, it's they like it. So let them enjoy it.
It must be therapeutic.
Exactly, it's therapeutic. Let them enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's like acupuncture.
Yeah, like honestly, the closest experience, and that's why I say fuck Catholicism. I can't even say the word right. And it's not the beers, people. Catholicism. I grew up that way. Have you ever guys been a Catholic church or raised Catholic?
Yeah, I have, because my grandparents were Catholic church.
Okay, were you forced?
A Catholic wedding and I wanted to kill myself.
It might not apply to a wedding, but for going to church, were you ever forced to go to confession?
I never have been, ever.
Dude, we were forced to go to confession. And in confession, you're literally confessing your sins to a priest.
So because in the Catholicism... You never screwed with the priest?
Like I told them, I've been patted in the ass a few times. That's the closest I felt to God, I guess. But
like, if I went to confession, I'd be so tempted to mess with the priest.
Yeah. Again, I was at a young age. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to talk to this guy, and he's going to tell me to do 10 Hail Marys and 40 Our Fathers.
Gotcha.
And literally, that's all it was. Like, the last time I went to confession was when I did my confirmation at 16 years old.
No, 16 is the perfect age. What are you talking about?
Oh my god.
All right. I would love to go in a booth.
I'm not going to steal the danger hour because, dude, I grew up with some ridiculous shit. Anywho, I was still afraid to be my own person before the coke and the shrooms. Oh, okay. And which led me to the coke and the shrooms.
Yeah.
But it never, ever felt right confessing my sins to some jackass in a room next to me.
Right.
Like, why am I telling this guy what I've done wrong? And why is he able to bless me? Catholics think the priest is the fucking ear of God.
Yeah.
Never felt right. You know, he told me, you know, say 40 Hail Marys. Never fucking
right. It's his job, right? It's like us.
Yeah.
Fuck, am I out of here soon?
Like I just told you I cussed out my parents. I got to do 40 Hail Marys. You just fucking fuck some kid in his booty hole. How many Hail Marys do you got to do? But... the whole Christianity thing, you know, it's like, you know, you don't have to follow all that shit. So one of my nature trips, why I'm known as a nature boy, in Yosemite, dude, I confessed my sins to myself. And it wasn't just confessing. I was like talking it out. I literally had a notebook a little bit smaller than this. I was writing it down and it was more like a professional experience. I was like, what am I doing wrong at work? What am I doing wrong personally? Where can I fix my fucking life at? And before I knew it, I fucking felt like I was talking to somebody. Like I had an honest connection. And I've never had that in my life. And I've been very skeptical. I don't know if it's Christianity, Buddhism, whatever it is. But I felt like I had a connection with somebody. So...
Were you high?
No. The first day I was high. Second and third day, no, until I got back to camp. Wow. When I got back to camp, I smoked and thought about it for a minute. I was like, what the fuck happened out there?
But, yeah, it seems pretty funny that all these people in the world are fighting over what, I mean, no disrespect, but seem what like old fairy tales, right? They're fighting over this nonsense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, oh yeah, this guy walked on water one time. Oh.
Dude, not even with that, with Christianity, again, they're fighting over what's going on now. Like, they're trying to predict and associate what's going on now, like with Palestine and Israel. Like, it's the end of the world, someone's going to come over and the Antichrist is going to take over. I'm like... Honestly, like when my sister keeps telling me that shit,
they've been saying
like,
that shit since the 80s.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And it was kind of funny. Someone did the math, some archaeologist, and he said, you know, about the Mayans predicting the end of the world because of their calendar. Well, technically, that calendar didn't account for all the leap years. And so, officially, the end of the world should have happened 3 years ago. And it didn't happen.
Because I heard it wasn't the end of the world, years. Though. It's the end of, like, an age. And the new age is starting.
Yeah.
Like, the new age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius! I don't know what the fuck it is. That's what I heard. Like, the one age is ending, the next one's beginning. So
interesting.
Sorry, your rapid five is not very rapid at all.
That's the whole point.
Oh, okay.
That was the last question.
I felt bad.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point. Okay.
Dude, that was the last question.
It's not even five questions. It's like eight.
Oh, okay.
But he probably still has gone fastest through them versus the other guest, I think.
Nah.
Really?
This last one?
I don't know.
Anyways, speaking of the whole Catholic thing, Ivan and I, maybe a month ago, went to this place called The Congregation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Azusa or Long Beach?
Azusa. You've been there before?
Yes.
Apparently. All right.
Both.
We had a... not so pleasant experience, this place.
James didn't have such a nice place.
That's true. I guess it's just me, man. So we go there.
You didn't have the fries with the curry dipping sauce?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, no, we had that.
I schooled them on that shit.
It's
just James.
No, we had that. No. That's what I'm talking about. We go there. Ivan's already... We went to go see the Hunger Games.
This guy fucking shows up like...
That's your problem.
Wait a second. No.
This guy shows up 2 hours late.
Oh, fuck you. It was not 2 hours late.
It was like an hour.
No, it was not.
45 minutes.
Don't talk about
it. I just know I was like 40 years deep by then.
Half hour late.
Okay.
So me, a guy, Super Dick, has been on the show before.
He's
Super
awesome.
Dick and my wife, we all went to watch Hunger Games, and our plan was to meet with him afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger Games. Forget about that movie. So we go to this place.
I'm so disappointed.
I know.
You watched The Hunger Games, and are you going to complain about Congregation?
Hear me
out.
Do
you see what's wrong with this?
He came to the Congregation to complain about Hunger Games.
Hear me out. So we went there. Ivan already had a table for us. We get there. Here was the fucking problem. The place is cool. Fine. This woman comes up, the waitress.
Right.
What can I get you? So I guess I'm an asshole for saying, what kind of beer you got on tap? Ugh. She knows the fucking fit. We have, what'd she say? We have 35 beers on tap. We have 75 total. What the fuck it is? We have bottles. She got.
What are you looking for?
She threw a fit,
so,
dude.
So you had a bad waitress.
Yes, that's my whole point.
Shit happens, yeah.
That's my whole point, no. Yeah. But he listened to this. How so she goes, what'd she say? The domestic, I'm like, no. Forget the domestic. I don't want that shit.
Imports are technically domestic.
Hold on. Awesome. I'm getting to that.
All right.
So I said, forget the domestic. I want to hear about the imports. Well, technically, Guinness is an import or domestic. I'm like, how do you figure? It's made in Texas. So it's a domestic. I go, are you telling me, you're saying Guinness is a domestic beer?
Time out.
Yeah.
You're talking to a woman about beer.
Well, what she said before.
That's your problem.
Well, what she said before was, I am a beer connoisseur.
It's a woman. That's your problem.
I know all about beer.
I love women to death, but you don't talk to women about beer. You should know your shit when you
I
walk in the
choose
door.
This. She came to me and she said,
if you go to Congregation, have the $3 moose drool, eat some fries.
There was
some,
no specials.
There's a moose drool. It's always not at that special time. No, really?
There should have been. But I don't know.
Oh, if there wasn't, then you went in a bad time. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what she threw up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am a bit. I know about this. She started talking. I know about this. I know about that. And so I'm like, well, forget about domestics. I just want to hear about the other stuff. Well, technically, Guinness is. And I go, no, I don't think it is. And she's like, yeah, it is. It's made in Texas. I'm like, and so what I wanted to say was, so you're telling me you go into a bar and you ask for a domestic beer, they're going to throw a Guinness at you?
Yeah.
I didn't get that far, dude. What I said was,
that would have been good.
Are you telling me you go to a bar and ask for a Guinness? She fucking walks away.
Literally.
She goes,
walked away.
She goes, I'm done. She walked away from me, dude. She walked away 40 feet away. She kept walking.
Nice.
And I was like,
she took Natalie's drink, but didn't even fucking acknowledge it. She just walked the fuck out.
She's sounding smarter to me now.
She walks away, dude. And we're sitting there, and Ivan and Super Dick and my wife are all looking at me like, what the fuck just happened? And I can't believe it. And then Super Dick goes, get some more beers, by the way. Give me a Sierra Nevada, if you don't mind. So Super Dick's sitting there, and he's like, what the fuck is going on, dude? I'm like, I have no clue. What is this? Should we leave? He's like, man, it depends. If she comes back very soon, this is the funniest fucking joke I've ever seen. But if she never comes back, she's a bitch.
And she never came back.
Basically. She came back like a good, I'm not fucking with you, a good 6 minutes later. Nice. 6 fucking minutes of me stewing and do I leave? Really? Do I go up to another fucking waitress? What do I do? She walks up. She comes. She puts her elbows on the fucking table. She leans in. She's like, oh, you want to hear me out now? And she's smiling. I'm like, all right. This is fucking funny after all, okay? Because she came back. And she's like, but you can't talk. I'm like, I can't talk? No, you can't talk because you're just making me mad. And I'm like, all right. So she continued with her nonsense. We got this beer. What do you like? Well, okay, I'm more, you know, into this kind of, okay, well, in that case, you should try this. Isn't? And so I'm like, what kind of talk now? That whole thing, you know? But fuck, I could not believe it, dude. That the whole... She was basically more over a bitch than she was helpful, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it just drove me fucking nuts because of the whole thing. You know, I mean, you don't fucking do that to people, right? You don't... If they ask you a question,
People are you.
Huh?
People are you.
I didn't think I was out of line.
Oh, no, because I
what
think that
beer
would
do
be
you have on tap? I never...
I think it would be hilarious if I watched you go through that.
Oh, well, yeah, if you were there, it'd be awesome. Yeah, great. Yeah. But if coming from the waitress point of view, if someone asks you, like, say I'm the fucking waiter. You come in. I've never been here before. What do you got on tap? If I said, are you fucking kidding me? We got a lot of beers on tap, you know?
Was she good looking?
Dickhead? No, not really. What kind of dickhead would you be?
No excuse then.
Yeah.
A good looking girl is like, she got through life without even, you know, being
exactly.
helpful.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No excuse.
No.
No excuse.
You got a bad waitress.
Blatant disrespect.
You got a bad waitress at a good spot.
But can I ever go back there? Should I go to... What's the other one at? Pasadena?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Should I go there instead, huh?
Maybe.
Fucking bitch.
Well, look, our beers are here.
Perfect timing. All right. Oh, one thing that what Ivan said while we were there, I thought it was hilarious, dude. I'm going to kiss your ass a little bit, Ivan. We're talking about Asians for some reason, right? We're talking about Asians wearing those fucking visors. You ever seen that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have seen that being in SoCal. So around here in Hacienda Heights, you see that shit all the time because apparently the reason that Asians are so predominant in Hacienda Heights and Roland Heights is because there's a Buddhist temple in Hacienda Heights.
Yeah.
And apparently in a 10-mile radius is Holy Land. You know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why there's a lot of them around here. And you see them all the time with their fucking visors in their faces, right? So Ivan says one day, or that same day actually.
Why they do that, by the way.
Why?
Go ahead. What did Ivan
say? Okay, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. What do you think?
I've heard from my Asian friends.
Yes.
Yes, mind you.
You probably got a leg up on me then.
I do. That, like, when, because usually the older ladies that do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when growing up, it's like if you're tanned or sun, like, you know, you're got like a little good little tan going, it's because you're working in the fields. And, like, the rich people, the nobles, they don't ever go out and do on that.
That's what
that
I heard.
Bullshit.
That's what you said, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? Well, I didn't hear the whole working in the thing. I just heard that it was best to be light complexed, that you want to
be because you're inside and you're getting shit done for you. Doing shit yourself.
Yeah, you fucked up, Ivan. You didn't mention that part.
I was fucked, dude. How many drinks was I in by the time your ass showed up?
I'm just fucking with you.
So it's like being dark
is
wild,
though, right?
Like
you wouldn't think about that, right? Would you put that shit together if you were not associated with Asians?
No, because
that's how crazy, how fucking.
As white people, we want to lay out and get a tan, right?
It's just crazy how deep those roots go, dude.
Yeah, but the funny thing that he said was, he goes, dude, the next time I see a fucking Asian bro with a mask, I'm going to challenge you to a game of Tron. That was fucking awesome.
Credit to Tron. I had just seen that.
I appreciate
earlier
that.
In the week.
So you didn't get that from anybody? You came up with that on your own?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I literally saw the remake of Tron that week I met up with you.
That's fucking awesome. I like
genius,
that.
Genius, right?
All right. Yeah. No, I didn't say genius. I said I liked it.
Let's not take it too far.
And now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir!
You guys ready?
Fuck yeah.
Sure.
Go for it.
I did not prepare for this very well at all.
Do you know any movies?
Even though he said in a fucking message on Facebook, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
No, I said I'll
was he
be
talking
ready.
About movies
I will be
or
ready.
Ask
I said
in general, I said I gave him all the fuck. I gave him the danger fucking care package, and I'll be ready. That's what he said.
You got a care package? I didn't get a care package.
I did, and I did. I
sorry,
but I do have.
You know why? The care package goes for the people that don't know the show. You knew the show.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a movie that's in my head that's just like a well-known movie. So I'm just going to do that.
Go for it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with like a really vague reference and see if you guys can get it.
Okay. Dude, that sounds like a challenge.
And if you can't, then I'll step it up and I'll get easier and easier and easier.
Okay.
So the more...
Wow, this guy's giving us fucking levels of...
Yeah,
exactly. For real. So the deeper I have to go, the more you guys failed.
Okay.
So you guys should get
this. That's
true.
Time challenged? Like first?
No, it's not time. It's by the number of quotes
right.
I have to do.
Lay it on us, baby.
So I think you should get it after the very first quote.
All right.
Okay.
How about it?
So she says, "What is your name?" Butch. What does it mean?
Dude, Pulp Fiction. Are you serious? That was a weak sauce.
Good.
That was horrible, dude.
You didn't know. Did you know?
Listen, hold on. I should have explained. I knew immediately when you said Butch, but the rule is you're supposed to let him play it out.
But
you can't interrupt.
That's good, though.
He did a new spin. He said the longer he goes, the more losers we are.
No, so. What he meant was quotes.
I was going to get to I'm American, honey.
You broke
it,
dude. You fucked it up.
Either way, you shouldn't have mentioned the name.
No, that's the part of the quote, though. That's the part. It's not my fault. That's what they say in the movie.
The rules are you have to let them finish their fucking quote.
Okay, the other one I was going to do, it was between that and I was going to do. The other one I was thinking of was.
All right, I'll hold off.
Was a.
Don't tell us. Just do it.
No. I think I cracked a rib. from giving me oral pleasure? No, retard from the fight. Would you have gotten it from that?
Oh, fuck yeah, I would have gotten it.
That's the best. That's another good one from Pulp Fiction, too.
Yeah. Ivan, you blew it, man.
I know, but...
You couldn't finish his quote, you fuckhead.
No, that's good. I'm on fine with that. You got it.
At least you know we're not losers. We know.
Yeah.
You're not losers. You did good.
I want a pot. Want some pot, baby? Yeah. No, a pot belly.
Yeah.
I think pot bellies are sexy. Yeah.
I know the whole fucking scene. How is that movie, dude? Huh? That's just... Dude, and that's why I'm so glad you guys talked about it.
So has anybody done that, by the way? Because I don't listen to
Pulp Fiction
very often.
Fuck yeah.
Truthfully.
No one's done the Pulp Fiction movie quote. The movie quote's very fucking new. It's only a few episodes old.
What I'm saying is, I'm glad you guys did it the other day because it's an awesome movie.
What I did... Oh, I mean, the way this started, actually, was because of Pulp Fiction. I saw it, and I was like... Remember that scene when he goes...
Oh, I remember all the scenes.
Okay, fine. You'll know exactly what I'm saying.
I'll say it from, like...
Okay, here we go.
A to B.
So what now? What now? That's how this whole thing started. What now between us?
That's when Travolta's talking to Uma, right?
No, after they got
sodomized.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No shit. Okay.
What now?
I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you what now. Yeah, that whole scene. That was the first thing I did on this show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to call some... Hard pipe hit motherfuckers to go to town, our boy here. Yeah. Anyways,
we're gonna get medieval one day.
All right, Ivan, what do you got?
All right,
I should have said the rules before. No one's interrupting.
So what's the rule? I fucked up.
So what's the rules are the rules are you let the guy say his quote. You don't interrupt by I know what it is. Let him finish, and I think that's the only rule.
Okay. That's the only rule, but I swear, the only reason I changed it was because I didn't want to be...
That's what I said.
He's so like, he all right. The longer you go, okay. I was challenged.
So I'm going to let him finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish. I'm going to have a little pause towards the end, but you'll know when it's over.
That's when I come. That's what he says, right?
When you feel it on your back.
Yes.
All right, let's see if I can get this straight. Look out the window, Larry. This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass! End scene.
Do you know it?
I think I do, but I don't know. No.
Go for it.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I think you do. I recognize it, but I can't think of the movie.
Look out the window, Larry. Larry.
You fucked... this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. I wish I could do his voice, but I can't.
I definitely recognize him. I can't think
Larry.
Of
him.
Do you want me to give you guys a hint?
Yes.
Is this your homework, Larry? Is this your homework? Look what you're doing to your father, Larry.
I don't know, but I love it.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, let me think.
I'm going to be so disappointed
this
in myself.
This is your homework, Larry. This is your homework. Look at your father. Larry. Who the fuck is named Larry in a movie?
Come on, kids.
Nothing.
Would it help that Larry's father wrote the first season of Bonanza?
That does not help at all.
No. He was hospitalized to a fucking iron lung.
I give up. What is it?
It's fucking The Big Lebowski.
Oh, God, man.
Walter Shobick, fucking John Goodman's character. Yeah. Probably my favorite character in any movie. Literally, the first time I came, I said Blazing Saddles. It has to be The Big Lebowski is my fucking favorite movie ever.
That's a good movie. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah,
dude,
me
so
too.
Fucking awesome. And then he goes and destroys a Ferrari.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it turns out to be the neighbor's Ferrari and shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. But... I'm going to have to give a second one because I gave a challenge to Mr. Enriquez earlier to see if he figures it out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And there's no real acting towards it anyway, so I'm just going to straight out say it. And the only hint I'll give is it's a partial quote to the end of a movie. ... Although I can hide my cold gaze.
Oh, boy.
And you can feel my flesh gripping yours. Maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are comparable. I can simply say, I'm just not there.
American Psycho.
Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, I'll give you props for that.
The
so
fucking first word you said, I knew it.
Really?
This guy's a maniac, dude. Wow. Nobody else knows that shit. I had to write it down. I love that movie, and I don't know it that well. I had to write it down. This motherfucker.
Yeah, no, that's a great movie. Right. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I was trying to write down... I don't know what he says when he kills...
who?
When he kills that dude's character, the guy who sings for 30 Seconds to Mars.
Jared Leto.
When he kills Jared Leto, he fucking stabs in the face with an axe, and he says, something, something, you motherfucker, when he's telling him about Harry Lewis.
You like Huey Lewis in News?
Yeah, he reminds me of Ace Ventura when he's talking about it. He's moving around like him and everything. But then he fucking axes him in the face a few times, and he says something, and he ends it with motherfucker, but he says it so loud and distorted.
He says something like, can you get a reservation at Dorsey now?
Yeah! What is he saying? That's what it is.
This is like hotshot restaurant called Dorsey. Like, you can't get a you can't get a reservation, you know? Gotcha. And so this guy, he goes, hey, I got a reservation at Dorsey. How do you swing that? You know, I know somebody. You know, that kind of thing. So he kills him. Try to get a reservation now. Dress here now, you motherfucker. Whatever he says.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have.
Dude.
That's a great I love that fucking movie. All
right. I knew so you many did. Great quotes. Someone think about it, and I seen a few, and I was like, dude, I have to write this one down. Yeah. Maybe he'll get it. Nobody else.
All right. This is a fucking doozy. You can't look at me because I don't like me. Look at me when I perform this.
Oh, God. Fucking prima donna.
Don't look at me.
Right. It's the same thing. I don't like anal.
It. Here we go. Like I said, don't interrupt. Hear it all out. Hear it all out. Ready?
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
Well, how may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. And you can give me a fucking automobile. A fucking Datsun. A fucking Toyota. A fucking Mustang. A fucking Buick. Four fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way you left me in the middle of fucking nowhere. To a fucking keys, to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to walk, to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile on my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
Wow.
You got it?
Nope.
No?
Dude, it sounded familiar, bits so and pieces. Familiar.
Oh, man.
But no fucking clue.
You guys are lousy.
We are lousy.
Nothing?
It better not be obvious.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I'll give you one hint. The dude wakes up. I'm gonna fuck this quote up because I don't really know what it is exactly. Why'd you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows?
Planes, Trains, and fucking Automobiles.
Yes.
No way. Yes. Never seen it.
No? Oh,
Planes,
man.
Trains, and Automobiles. I've heard of it.
Fucking classic.
Yeah, it is good. I feel like a loser.
Fucking classic.
You know what? I was fucking thinking that a little bit when you were singing, but I'm like, I don't remember that part in it, though. But it kind of had that vibe, though. I should have known.
That was the best part of the fucking movie. Wow. You've got to see that fucking movie.
Wow.
It's classic.
It holds up.
Steve Martin.
It's an old movie, but it holds up.
Steve Martin and John Candy.
All right.
Fucking awesome.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I'll never forget that.
Classic. You'll forget. I could take a piss. Man. You?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. All right, we're back. We're hydrated, dehydrated, right?
All that dehydrated stuff. And refreshed.
That's right. Had a few smokes, right? In the honor of 420. Just cigarettes, though. Because we all got jobs and we get drug tested, right? I heard that 421 is the National Drug Testing Association or something, right? Is that right? Surprise. Anyway, what I wanted to, speaking of movies, we just did our danger movie mystery. The Avengers. You going to watch that shit? Has it come out yet?
No, in May.
No, right?
I think May 21st.
Are you up to date on that? You've seen all the other movies before? You seen all of them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You guys haven't seen all the movies?
You a nerdy dude,
yet?
Robert?
No, I don't think so.
You don't give a shit?
No.
You haven't seen the Thor? Honestly, I haven't seen Thor yet. But have you seen Iron Man and Captain America?
Yeah, I've seen all that shit. Yes.
Are you going to watch the Avenger movie? Or?
I probably will after Not in the theater.
But you're not a fanboy, like, oh my god, I'm gonna come all over the screen when it comes on.
Sorry. And I read all that shit when I was a kid too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I read all those comic books.
Is that right?
Yeah. I had like the whole first series of Green Lantern too.
Green Lantern's pretty gay though.
It is pretty gay. I made a fortune off that shit though.
Dude, he's afraid of yellow light.
Oh hell yeah.
You sold him?
Yeah, I sold him when I was.
What'd you have? The whole
collection? When I was 17, I sold him. Yeah. The whole first series, original first series.
How much?
How much did I sell him for?
Yeah.
$1,300. But I mean, when you're 17, $1,300 is like
a shitload of money.
Millions of dollars.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's like a couple of 8 balls of coke, right?
Happy 420, everybody.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. I have this idiot, my cousin-in-law or whatever. Like, he married my cousin. He wrote his name, he was he wasn't collecting, he just had comic books as a kid, but he was some dorky white guy and he would get jacked all the time, so he would put his name on all the comics. So he has like Silver Surfer 0-1 fucking with his name right on it, fucking Steve Whopper. It's like, so they're worth shit.
Yeah, that's a good way to devalue them.
It's really funny. He still had on, I was like 14 when I met him, so I was like, oh, this is fucking cool, but his name is written all over the comic books.
Nice.
Pretty funny shit.
Idiot.
But dude, are you excited for the Avengers or not?
I don't give a shit, really.
When you see the trailer, you're like, dude, I want to see that movie because it's awesome action.
To be honest, I'm intrigued, but I feel like they're just going to fuck it up. But I've heard that it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Captain America, I liked Iron Man, the first one. Second one was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be shit.
It wasn't that good, though.
You didn't like it?
It was
okay, but
I was expecting shit. I saw it actually on Netflix. I didn't pay for anything. Right. So I'm like, all right, let's watch it. And I'm like, huh, it's actually way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be complete nonsense. But I was like, God, it wasn't that bad. Thor, I never saw.
I haven't seen
Captain America. I thought was okay. Whatever.
That was dull. That was a really dull movie.
Yeah. It
was some people are like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, really?
It's better than the original back in the 80s. I don't know if you've seen that one. That was fucking dull as fuck. But
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was dull to me,
That's why I'm glad what they've done with Batman.
It's the Hulk, dude.
Gone really dark.
The Hulk, they've done like four different fucking actors, and all of a sudden, now here he is, he's back.
I don't know. The Hulk was okay, though. Like, the first one with Eric Bana was all right. Second one with Ed Norton, I liked a lot. Good action.
Yeah, I like that one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But with...
Now it's like a new guy. It's just... Stick to one fucking actor already. Come on.
Well, I can understand that, though. These guys don't want to sign up for that shit. Like, Ed Norton, he does some solid movies. He's like, I don't want to be the Hulk anymore.
Right.
But,
well, why get sign someone up, believable. Why sign up at all, then?
What's that?
Why sign up at all if you don't want to do more?
I don't know, dude.
It's a good point.
Payday?
More than likely. Everyone has those shit actors, or those shit movies they fucking take, I would imagine, though.
That's a big role, though. I mean,
shit. Yeah, that's a big deal.
You think so?
It's a multi-million dollar movie.
You would think that if I'm Ed Norton, hey, you want to be the Hulk? I'll give it a shot. You got to think this is going to take off. You got to do another second or third. Like, why would he fuck around like that?
I have no clue, dude. But when I read into it, because I am a fanboy to that extent, when I'm like, ooh, when are they going to come out? I can't wait. Like, it's going to be 2 years. I'm going to wait. But he was like, I'm not going to sign up for that. It wasn't enough money. It wasn't in his schedule. So I was like, all right, cool. But when they got this guy, what's his name again? Garofalo.
Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, feel bad for that guy, dude.
Why?
His fucking brother, they still didn't figure it out if he committed suicide or if he was just killed execution style.
Really?
What? But in an apartment in San Francisco about 3 years ago. Guy shot right in the fucking head, dude.
They haven't figured out yet.
Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Didn't figure it out, dude. Didn't know if he took himself out or execution style. And
hasn't been solved.
Hasn't been solved from what I've heard about.
What a great killer that is, huh?
And then like 3 weeks later, I'm going to sign up as the Hulk. Like, maybe as the Hulk, he thought he'd figure it out. I'm sorry, Mark. But I don't know.
Fuck you, Mark Ruffalo.
Play my movie.
But, actually, my question was, well, besides that, Batman is fucking awesome, right?
If they did every movie dark like that, dude. Imagine Wolverine as a dark character like Batman.
I got into a discussion with Super Dick. He's like, they can't all be dark. They can't be dark. Superman is not dark. He's very blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That's the only thing.
So he liked the new Superman movies?
He liked the original one with Christopher Reeve the best.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, yeah. Come on, that was awesome because we were kids, though.
Yeah. Well, no, no. It's still his favorite movie of all time.
It's still pretty decent, I'd have to say. It holds better than most movies.
It does not hold up. Come on.
Did you watch the original Punisher? Oh, shit, it was horrible. With Dolph Lundgren?
That wasn't. That was more recent than Superman, though.
Oh, yeah, it was in the 80s, but still. How old are you? I am 30 years old.
Oh, okay. You're a little younger.
What are you?
What?
I thought you were like 28 or something.
I appreciate that, but that's not the truth. The truth is like when you watch Superman as a kid, it's cool.
Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now it's not so cool now.
Well, when you got Superman Returns.
We had this conversation before. It's like what was it? They're coming out with a sequel, a new one. Damn it. Mm-hmm. The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
What?
Terminator?
Total Recall.
No, Total Recall.
Total Recall, yeah, yes. With Colin Farrell.
Yes. Yeah. Total Recall, the old one, holds up.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's without a doubt. Right. His acting sucks, but it still holds up as a movie concept.
Exactly, yeah. But Superman's not so much.
That's what I tripped out. Like, recently, Arnold Schwarzenegger came out blasting Terminator 4 with Christian Bale, saying it was the worst movie in the franchise. I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, whatever. I liked it. For the acting compared to fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think anybody else could have played a robot and it would have been the same movie because James Cameron was behind it, had an awesome story, is directed fucking beautifully. Anybody else could have been that fucking character.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you two. Tread lightly.
Fair warning.
Terminator 1 or Terminator 2?
I personally like Terminator 1 because it's darker.
You're 2, really?
Yeah.
I hate you so much.
Two had all those 90s fucking catchphrases.
Two had that fucking kid.
Oh, yeah. He's
that
all
kid
the time.
Was by far. I mean, you take the new Star Wars, that kid. Yeah. You know, oh, yeah. Anakin. Kid, yeah. Anakin. That was so annoying. Anakin had nothing on that kid in Terminator 2. Yeah. That Terminator 2 kid was so. You're going to kill him. Oh. He spent the whole movie whining.
What's really interesting is I like 3 a little bit more, mainly, again, because I sided with the darker part, mainly because it was the end-all be-all, like, fuck, we're in apocalypse right now, shit's going down. It felt a little more realistic than the second one for some reason to me.
No,
but I feel you on
the
second one where he
was
like a little bitch.
Yeah, it had the little bitch whiny kid. It had, you know, over-the-top car.
I completely respect the first one. But the second one, to me, had more memorable scenes in it.
For sure.
Like just some, what?
Just some gripping shit was involved in that second one.
Really gripping?
Oh, yeah, dude. It, being at the... Like, put yourself back in that time.
See, I think this is the age difference
seeing that,
right here.
No, no, no. What I'm saying...
going on here.
Okay, the first one was awesome. Fucking awesome. No doubt about it, right? Awesome. The second one, though, when you put that dynamic of... There's two fucking Terminators...
Yeah.
Involved, and that dude with his fucking technology, he's like throwing his fucking, you know, metal hands through the doors and opening and shit.
I'm with you 1,000%. The only problem is the whole premise of 2 was you have to keep this kid alive because he's the one that's going to save the human race, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted nothing more than this little fucking bitch to die in 2 because he was so annoying. It's like, you know what? T-1000, take this kid out to make him stop whining. No, make him, just take him out.
When you put it like that, honestly, I'm not trying to go in a different direction. Have you ever seen that Keanu movie, where he comes back in as an alien, has John Hamm. And,
the End of the World or what?
Yeah.
Comes back as an alien. What?
Yeah.
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh.
Will Smith's little son in that movie, dude. Jennifer Connelly's stepson. Never in a movie have I ever wanted a kid to be strangled or fucking shot. That kid was a little bitch.
I stand corrected. That kid was worse.
Okay, that was a lot worse.
You're right.
And I'll take back my thing about being darker in 3 because 2 was pretty dark. Like, I was honestly scared as a kid. Watching Terminator 2, I think I was like 11 years old, and seeing the atomic bomb scene and fucking Sarah Connor being a skeleton screaming.
That was
on the
pretty
gate.
Fucking vivid, man.
Dude, honestly, I did have nightmares thinking about it now. I'm like, that is fucking pretty dark. Like, yeah, they've all been pretty dark.
No. Didn't work for you?
Really?
Sorry.
Dude, it's pretty wild.
That was fucking scary.
You're how old?
I think I was like 11 or something.
Okay.
12. Dude, she's holding her kid and she's fucking burning.
because of this atomic bomb that's happening in LA, which I happen to live in. I'm like, oh my God, that's Echo Park. I'm going to die there too. You know, like, shit. Yeah.
I was a 16-year-old screaming for that kid to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't have the same effect on me. Yeah.
That happened to me when I saw him as the Crow, but not in that.
The Crow?
He played the Crow.
He did.
The kid? John Connor, dude, played the Crow.
The kid?
Yeah. Oh, man. Much later.
Later on, right.
Like, there was the first one, Brandon Lee. The second one, some guy, Vincent something.
Because Lee died.
He was murdered or killed, whatever. But yeah. Fucking Terminator.
Curse of the Dragon, right?
Yeah.
Curse of the Dragon. Basically, with this whole Avenger thing.
Oh, no shit. I was trying to figure out what we were talking about.
I wanted to ask you, basically, the whole fucking... Oh, superheroes come together to fight the good fight. You know, fuck all that shit. Really, if it came down to it, who would win if all the superheroes came into a massive fight? Who would fucking win?
Superman.
That's exactly, easy. Right?
You yeah. think so?
If you think about it.
No, because they bullshit Superman's powers.
That's listen, why. I'm a huge Batman fan. That's my guy, dude. Oh, Batman.
Get fucked over.
And I give mad respect to Batman because Batman's he has human. Zero... He's exactly, human, he's human. Though. Zero yeah, superhero yeah, yeah. powers or anything.
But the point is, if it came down to it, the superheroes battled, like the battle for the fuck to win, to light, to live.
It would be
Superman bad. Would fucking win, right?
He's not human. That's not fair.
Apparently,
that's a bullshit question.
Wait, what do you mean?
But if I was made out of a suit, or fucking if Wolverine had adamant, or what's it called? What's he fucking weak against again? Kryptonite. Yeah. If I had kryptonite claws. If Wolverine had kryptonite claws, fuck adamantium. No. And I have kryptonite claws, no. I'd fucking murder
doesn't
Superman.
Doesn't matter though, because Superman could.
No, because he would laser
he could be a mile away and laser beam your eyes.
But exactly. Superman, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Batman.
I've thought about this. Superman had the fucking laser eyes, which destroys everything.
You're
right?
overlooking one thing.
What?
If Superman needed to fight Wolverine, all he would need to do is fly the backwards around the Earth and. Time travel back in time and kill Wolverine before he had adamantium.
That's so that's true. Just, but adamantium isn't what makes Wolverine indestructible. It's his fucking regeneration power.
Okay, kill him when he's a little baby then. Little
but that's the thing, it doesn't matter. Wolverine. 15 years later, he's going to be fucking Wolverine.
If you snap
again.
His neck, he can't rejuvenate from that.
Exactly. He can, dude.
Okay,
like,
what about,
no, he can.
Okay, fly,
you guys
fly
are...
even further and fucking kill his mom then.
Okay, that might be all right, the only
Terminator
thing.
Terminator
2. That'll exactly. be the only, honestly, that'd be the only thing. Because, like, the comics have gone into it. Unfortunately, I'm a nerd like this. Like, with Wolverine, dude, there's, like, this comic book where he's 100 years in the future and he's still Wolverine.
Yeah.
And there's this part where he gets massacred by all the fucking top robots who have taken over the world, killing all the mutants. Literally, the X-Men are dead. The robots have extinguished all the X-Men, the Avengers, everyone's dead. Wolverine's still around, fucking prowling around with the newest mutants. He finally gets cornered. They fucking take him out. Forge, who's still around, fucking, dude, literally, has, like, his being, and he starts to rejuvenate over years, dude. Like, his muscle structure, his body, he's not his adamantium, because there's an episode, there's a full series where his adamantium gets stripped from him.
And you are really into this, phone. Huh?
Oh, fuck, dude. It's awesome. But the being of Wolverine is still there, dude, because you can't, you know, our immune system, we can't see our immune system, right? And that's what his mutant power is his immune system. It regenerates like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he gets blasted, dude. He literally disintegrates. All of a sudden, Forge is walking around. He
disintegrates?
Up on like a, literally.
Into nothing.
Into nothing. And Forge is literally walking around, and Forge is a mutant with fucking technology powers. Like, he understands technology, can build it like a motherfucker. And he comes up on this body part where Wolverine was murdered, and fucking brings it and rehabilitates it, and Wolverine comes back to life, dude.
Okay, so...
So anyways...
Superman.
Fuck Superman.
No. So Superman...
But ultimately...
Grabs Wolverine by the claw.
Throws him in the sun or what?
No, just... Flies his ass to Jupiter and drops him off.
All right, I can understand that.
And then flies back. And he's like, what else?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the limitations that we're thinking about is the comics.
The thing about the whole Superman thing is, on his original home planet, didn't have any powers, right?
No.
His powers when he came to Earth.
Yeah, he was powered by the sun.
The fuck is that shit?
But his powers
by
the space
sun.
Though.
No, that was what it was.
There was no sun where he was.
Different star.
They specifically say the Earth's sun.
The Earth's sun.
They specifically say that.
This is what gives him his powers.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I love when
So all you're going to do is Mr. Burns block out the sun. And he dies, right?
Like Mr. Burns does.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. That's fucking such a great episode. But I don't know, dude. Like, that's why I love when Kevin Smith says he could never make love to an Earth woman.
Who?
Because, Superman? Uh-huh. Like, he said, like, Lois Lane can never carry his baby.
Why?
Because if she ever goes and sunbathes, that baby's going to kick his way out of their stomach and shit because he's got the strength of the sun. It's such a funny monologue he has about Superman. It's fucking great, though. But he literally says, he's got to have a kryptonite condom to get someone pregnant because that sperm's going to be so strong. But as soon as she goes sunbathing, that baby's going to kick his way out of the fucking uterus.
Alien style.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess I'll hand it to you. I'll have to agree. Superman should be able to kill anybody.
They wrote him. They created him too powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the ultimate being. Kryptonite. Except for Doomsday.
What the fuck is Krypton fucking... gang gonna, what's Krypton gang gonna do, though? So you have fucking kryptonite in your hand. He can laser beam you with his fucking eyes from a mile away, right? I'll destroy you.
I don't know. I watched those old movies and Lex Luthor was pretty crafty.
Pretty crafty motherfucker. Yeah. Because he can't detect it behind lead. So he's about to fucking spray your eyes and you'll be like, bitch,
what's up?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Man. And then sprinkle some fucking fairy dust in your face.
All right.
That was
so
too easy. What else you got?
Here's my question, though. Let's say... Let's this change a little bit. There's going to be an arena where they're all going to fight it out, okay? Let's say that they all had access to this arena and can study the arena. So Batman would have a chance because he can study the arena and maybe find weaknesses for...
He's a smart dude.
Yeah. Maybe he can find a way to trap one of these fuckheads.
You gotta think for Batman, don't you?
What? I do. Uh-huh. I'm rooting for him. Superman is still involved. There's got to be kryptonite involved somehow. And lead somehow.
He's indestructible. Like he's
okay, let's say
the Man of Steel.
Let's say you got
because Superman, I was gonna say like Cyclops.
If you got Superman wrapped in kryptonite,
uh-huh.
Oh, he's done.
He's done. You still got 30 to 40 other superheroes in front of Batman.
Right.
Who so else? Batman is still.
Give me one.
The Hulk.
The Hulk.
Dude, the Hulk. Read the Dark series where the Hulk. They had the intergalactic space fight.
What can stop him?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Honestly.
No, as soon as he gets off,
and there's a badass web series.
50 caliber weapon?
Nothing.
No.
Dude, there's a badass web series, actually, and there are only two parts into it, and there's not a winner. Hold on. There's not a winner yet. This guy is a genius. He's just some fucking fuckface like James in his room. Just kidding. But he's two parts in. He's CGing the whole thing himself, and he's doing a fight in the Salt Lake Flats, the Hulk versus Superman right now. I saw the second part on Sunday.
Why can't the Hulk lose?
Because he's a fucking monster, dude. Like, he just does not
stop.
He's
pretty much indestructible.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a fucking Hulk. I don't know.
He's just a man,
that's how he's fucking created.
No, he's not a man, dude. He's a superhuman being when he turns into the Hulk.
Gamma rays?
Like, what's crazy... Yeah, well, what's crazy is, like, so this episode...
He has no weakness?
He doesn't have a weakness besides being nice. Because that's when he turns into a little bitch. But literally, like, there is... Like, where, I don't know if you guys know where Venom comes from.
Yes.
The
not
alien,
from the movies.
The alien whatever the fuck it is, right?
Yeah, that comes to Spider-Man.
The astronaut brings back, right?
So, way back in the day, they're having this intergalactic fight. The uncanny X-Men, the Avengers, everyone's up in space fighting these space mutants. And there's this episode where this meteor is brought down by this dude named Ego.
This shit's getting real geeky.
Shoots it down. And dude.
Are you telling me that Ego is what's doing now?
This shit the size of Texas comes down on them. And that's where the comic book ends. And the next fucking series, it starts with the Hulk, has the meteor on his back. And everyone's fucking safe. And he fucking throws it up. But this meteor opens and Spider-Man gets that power. He fucking finds the black goop and that's how he becomes Venom. But that's how fucking strong the Hulk is, dude. He fucking takes out space mutants with meteors the size of Earth.
Sorry, Batman.
The size of Earth.
Dude, this shit goes crazy. It's fucking sci-fi. It's like, it's trying to make reason out of make-believe. Come on, dude. We can't do it. We'll be here all day. It's like I was trying to tell
Superman
Jazz.
Superman wins then, huh?
I'll vote for Superman. Fuck it. Definitely. Yeah. I love Wolverine and Hulk and Batman, but yeah, I'll say.
The reason why Batman and Wolverine are better characters is because they've got this emotional fucking drive behind them.
I love that
Superman's just a fucking, oh, I'm good, you know? Fuck him, right?
Yeah.
He's got all the good powers, but he's got no fucking... He's got no... people respect characters.
He's an right? alien. Give him a break.
Yeah, fuck E.T., right? People respect characters and the struggle they have. Superman's too well off.
Yeah,
he's really not going to win.
He's too well.
He's not going to win.
From a privileged family.
Yeah, he was
raised by a fucking white family.
Yeah, idiot.
Maybe if he was raised in Compton.
He will probably forever win the, like we said, like the fucking, the war against all of them. But basically, he's not ever going to win who's the best superhero because he's got no conflict.
Exactly, because how can I expect him to beat Batman and Wolverine, but he can't beat fucking Lex Luthor, who's some piece of crap? You're talking about laser eyes. He should have fucking taken him out years ago, and he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Poo-poo. That's right. That. Batman and Wolverine are much more fucking... what's the word? Tortured souls, right?
And there was an awesome comic of DC versus Marvel. And Batman beat Spider-Man.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was a battle royale. I don't remember who ultimately finished, but Batman beat the shit out of Spider-Man.
I hope so.
Pretty good comic. I'd vote for. Peter Parker's a bitch.
But, all right. Next thing I got here is...
ultimately, I want to see the Avengers.
You guys see that Tupac hologram?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
The video? Or you saw it live?
No. I didn't see it live. I wasn't at Coachella.
They were streaming it live, though.
Ask me if I was at Coachella. That's not live, though.
It is live.
That's not live. It's as it happens. Did you see it live? That means you were actually there.
Okay, yeah, no.
Idiot. It's live.
No. Sorry for being a moron.
What do you think about that? It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they've been doing that shit for years.
Really? Yes.
But that realistic.
That realistic.
No, they've been doing that for years, dude. You're
where else?
Bullshit.
What? They've been doing... How? Just attack me like that. They've been doing concerts in Japan for years. I heard about
since 2010.
Doing what in Japan?
Years. That's like, no. That's
2 years.
That's been like 3 years.
That's a couple years.
Couple years.
That's still years. That's plural years. Form.
Couple of years.
More than one year is years.
Years.
Years is 3 years or more.
No, years is two years.
All right, I'll give it to you. Anywho, Japanese.
What are they doing in Japan?
So they have like these anime like hot girls doing these concerts in Japan. Same thing. Like 3D. Like, so it's like a, you know, it's a real...
Is it because of your Asian friends you know this?
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. But seriously, they got like these hot like anime girls and they sing and they dance and they do like the concert, whatever.
It's the same kind of, same concept.
Same technology, yeah. Huh. That's where they got it from.
Yeah.
So they levied the technology from the Japanese to get this, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
which is always how it works, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think they paid like $80,000.
Basically, okay, let's take this a step further. They did hot anime girls, right?
Yeah.
They did not take a beloved fucking iconic figure and recreate him after he's been dead for how many fucking years? How long's it been?
Does it matter?
Since 96.
It's the same thing.
That long?
Yeah.
I mean, you program that shit in and they can show you whatever it wants to show you.
The point is... To actually see a beloved iconic figure back to life, it's like, whoa. You know what I mean? And I'm not a fucking big...
No, it was more epic because it was Tupac. I agree.
Exactly.
I'm not saying...
I'm not a huge rap guy, but I still appreciated it, you know? It was fucking well done.
Yeah.
Completely.
Fuck
yeah,
he was pretty
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides a couple of steps where he was like looked like he was moonwalking. But yeah. Glad you noticed that. He is honestly...
Did him and Snoop ever do anything together before that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
But what they were saying was everything was all original. It wasn't taken from video. Like they had, you know, someone
it was
in a
CGI.
Capture suit doing fucking, you know,
all
his neck.
CGI. It was all CGI?
Completely all CGI.
I heard it was taken from concert footage.
No, they said it was exact opposite.
So how the fuck did they make it out of CGI?
They said they wanted to stay true to him, so they literally did. Like they studied his mannerisms and did it. This dude in a green man suit. To a T, and fucking did it to the hologram.
Are you a big Tupac fan?
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay,
let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Did he convince you? A hologram?
He, again, since I'm all nerd up on this computer shit, he convinced me to a certain degree where I was like, dude, that is fucking awesome. It's way better than seeing some projection on a screen or whatever. Like, if they would have done it anything less, I would have been very disappointed that they even tried at all. I think they did something very awesome, and it could be very, like, it could be utilized in the future. Like, I fucking loved it. Like, I fucking started walking in my living room. I was like, oh, shit. This is Tupac. It's fucking
like
great.
When he says, yo, what up, Snoop? He actually said that before?
Yeah, he sent that, dude. He's been in concerts.
So
the audio was really real.
The audio that was crazy was when he said, "What's up, Coachella?" Because Coachella never existed when
I thought about that, too.
That was crazy.
They had the word Coachella.
Yeah. Like, he said, "What's up, Coachella?" And it could have been...
How hard is it to say Coachella?
Well, you know, again, if you're not, like, in the rap game and shit like that, like, listening to it, there was this dude called The Realist. And The Realist literally, almost to a tease, sounded like Tupac. You can YouTube him or whatever. He has a couple songs way after Tupac died. It comes under the artist The Realist, and he sounds just like Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or even using a synthesizer with his voice and reiterated to create that. Whatever they did it, but the actual visuals, because people who reported seeing it, even from the people who sit at the sides, they said, okay, you can notice a bit of a difference versus sitting in front where it looked three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Because that's the part I tripped out on. When he turned around and you can see the left side of his forearm when he's facing with his right, I was like, dude, that is fucking crazy. He is literally three-dimensional. Doesn't look like any light is projecting on him. He looks like he's there. I know he's fake, but it looks like he's there. Yeah. And the people who had the side effect, they said, no, he still looked like he was there. We didn't see any projections of light. We didn't see any creaks and cracks where we can see Snoop on the other side.
So people it that looked, were there at the show saw him from a quarter, you're saying like a three-quarters angle?
Yeah, three-quarter angle. And they still saw like a
fucking
front.
3D dimension.
Exactly. Wow, that's the part that impressed me. The technology impressed me more than Tupac being there. You know, it's like, well, no shit, he's dead. You know, they're doing it somehow, some hat trick. They were saying this trick's been, what, around since like the 1890s or something like that. They used to use glass that they would project images on or light on to reflect this. Obviously, it wasn't as high definition or this great.
Yeah.
But to get his voice down, the reaction, they said they worked on this for 9 months before it came on stage.
Maybe it was like 100 grand. That's what it cost.
And they're going to take it on tour.
That was like 100 between 100 and 400 grand. Is that right?
I heard 100 grand. I don't know.
Well, they're going to take it on tour. Dre, which I'm really happy about because anybody who's a Dre fan, this motherfucker had a single that came out, what, 2 years ago?
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to take them out on tour, but they're being very under wraps. So I'm like, thank God he's going to have an album release tour where he's going to have Tupac come out. Because they always did tributes. I was thankful enough to go to the Up and Smoke tour where it was Dr. Dre, Snoop, Ice Cube, Exhibit, Eminem back in sophomore year of high school. That shit was the best. And they did a Tupac video tribute, but Tupac wasn't on stage.
Yeah.
Being able to see that on TV versus being live, I tripped out. And this is my question to that. So some people were saying it's morbid. Other people were saying, no, it has no business to be on stage. Because obviously they're going to go somewhere else with this. Fucking Queen is going to be rubbing up on your ass, singing songs. How much would you pay? So I don't know if you've ever heard of the Rain tribute band or Beatles? Tribute. For the Beatles?
Yeah.
How much would you pay to be able to see the Beatles in a hologram? Like, you know, looking as realistic as they are, would you still want to see this band that comes up and plays as the Beatles? Or this very realistic hologram version of them that comes on and plays it to a T? I think I'd pay a couple bucks extra to see that.
I don't know. It's so fake, though.
It is. And that's the thing I tripped out. I wish I could have seen it, but these people were giving reviews, and they're like, well, their thing was, if you closed your eyes, you thought you were at a Beatles concert.
Yeah.
Because they sound so fucking good. Well, how about I keep my eyes open for the $102 I'm paying, and I see the Beatles right on stage as a hologram. Like, I don't know. They look too good.
Yeah.
I love fucking all that shit. Like, I would give anything to see Jim Morrison in leather pants being like, you know, hit me two times, baby.
High off his mind.
Yeah, but I don't know, dude.
That's Tupac pretty. I don't know. That goes into a whole another fucking realm of.
It does.
That's weird. That's more futuristic. Like, hey, you know, fuck the reality.
Yeah, but imagine the people who did not expect that at all. All of a sudden, Tupac's on stage. I would have gone fucking bananas too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the people who were going surprise? This weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
The no rumor was that Nate Dogg was supposed to be a hologram, but they didn't know about it. Nate Dogg wasn't. It was Tupac. And hologram for me was R2-D2 projecting fucking Luke Skywalker or fucking, you know, Total Recall even when they have holograms and that shit.
Yeah.
Not a three-dimensional dude who there's no light being projected on him. He's just coming up out of a stage.
I would have freaked the fuck out if I saw that live.
Speaking of R2-D2, have you seen that YouTube
video? Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the video. The
He's projecting video. Tupac?
Yeah. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, you have to look it up. It's fucking crazy.
I've seen a picture of that, but not the whole... It's a video?
No, they have a whole video, like 50 second. Yeah. It's like R2-D2 projects it. It's like mixed in with the whole Star Wars, that real Star Wars clip.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
I gotta check this shit out. Sure. Now it's time for...
I fancy that. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's... I fancy that.
Fancy. Fancy.
You got one for this?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Think we just do you or not?
I do.
Okay. Robert, what do you got?
What is this again?
Jesus Christ. I fancy that. It's something that you fancy. It could be anything positive, anything funny, but you like, anything that makes you happy.
The most minute thing, but the most obvious thing, whatever it is.
What does it for you?
For example, when this bit was created, because I went to a restaurant and I went to take a piss, and I went to a fucking stall, and the stalls had no gaps in the door. I
said,
fuck yeah, that's awesome. So I fancied that.
Gotcha.
Have you seen American Dad?
I've seen it, yeah.
The boss in that. I just barely seen it today. My brother got me on the show, so I watched it on Netflix. The boss at the FBI agency is like some Patrick Stewart sound-alike. He puts up toilet paper strips on the cracks, and he calls them privacy strips.
Nice.
And this one guy walks in and pulls them down, and he freaks the fuck out. And he's looking to try to find out who did it. He freaks the fuck out. But that just reminded me of that. But yeah, I could assume that, because especially if you're facing a door, sometimes through a fucking half-inch crack, you can make eye contact with that person. Yeah. And you're like, oh shit, this guy just saw me on the shitter.
It's happened. I'm not proud of it.
That's a good fancy net.
All right, so... I'll stay on topic then.
You gotta say, I fancy.
Okay, I fancy a nice no wipe shit.
I mean, who doesn't? I already said that.
Who doesn't fancy that?
You didn't fancy it.
Phantom shit.
What the fuck is a fancy with a phantom shit is?
A phantom shit is no.
There's two different things, because a phantom shit, you still checked to see if there was any shit.
Well, you have to.
A phantom shit, do you know, fuck, boom, nothing got stuck to the ass walls of my cheeks. I'm just going to pull up and go.
No, I've never pulled up and
Okay, then it is the same as your phantom shit.
Yeah.
He's actually heard, Tosh.0 had a guy who shit in a plant and just picked up his pants and walked out.
That was
confidence in his shit.
That is not clean.
A phantom shit is when you wipe and there's nothing on the paper.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Due to the ass cheeks spreading. Nice fucking...
And you can't use it. I've already used it. You gotta make a new one.
I didn't know you used it already. Alright, I'll think of another one.
That's fine. I'll accept it.
I already told this boy I don't listen to the show.
That's fine. I'll accept it.
Okay.
As a newbie.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
Stuff in common.
It is awesome. You know what? I really fucking love that. It makes me happier than no other. I'm going to tell you that. Ivan, what do you got?
It's better than a greasy ass shit where you're like, fuck, God, I'm wiping damn. For days.
The yogurt shit?
Yeah.
Taking a shower after.
I never heard about it as a yogurt shit, but that fucking just sweaty ass crack feeling where you just got to wipe all day.
Have you used this one yet? Since I haven't heard your show yet. What about when you order regular fries at a place that has curly fries and you get like a crisp cut in your regular fry?
An accident. That's what you fancy?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty sweet to me. It's a big surprise, right?
It is.
It's a happy surprise.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I dig that. Especially, some crinkle cut out of nowhere.
Maybe even an onion ring, a chance.
That would be even better. Yeah. I haven't had that happen. I'm still waiting for that
No, I've had that happen before.
Really?
In my box of fries, an onion ring. Oh, fuck yeah.
See, that's awesome.
That is awesome. I like that. No one's ever done that before.
All right.
Fancy
you're
that?
A trailblazer.
Would you say you fancy that?
Yeah, would you say that? I'm sorry. You have to close it out. You got to say, I fancy. No. First, okay, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to say.
Oh, my God. Chris Are you
cut.
Serious?
Wait, yeah, I'm serious. You got to say Chris cut or onion rings in my regular fries. I fancy that.
Chris cut in my regular fries.
I fancy that. Good job.
Yes, it's good. Ivan.
It's a toss-up for me this week.
Oh, here we go.
It's either... they kind of go hand-in-hand, but not really. Cup holders or corner stores. Honestly...
What the fuck?
Honestly, cup holders, this is an extreme example, but going back to Louis taking the thumbs away from his recruits.
Yeah.
I had a car that had zero cup holders. My first car had no cup holders. And that's when I was boozing and fucking driving all the time. Where my name came from. I was like, fuck,
when
I got no
cup holders. A drunk driver needs a cup holder.
Exactly, right? Didn't have one. I was like, I had to just make do. It happened, and then I got another used car that had fucking cup holders. I was in heaven. And then I bought my own car, brand new car that had adjustable cup holders. Talk about being in heaven. I was fucking loving it. Like, literally, my friend was freaked out the fact that I was so happy to have cup holders. I had four cup holders. I had this Jeep, and it was fucking great. And, you know, and then when he went in partying with us, he's like, oh, I understand why you wanted cup holders. You're a maniac. And it was great. And then I had this Camry for like 5 years. I don't know if you got to see the Camry, this little green Camry. But like 3 years into having it, the cup holders broke. And again, zero cup holders. And I was so depressed. And you never know how much you need. Something so insignificant.
Yeah.
But if you drive a lot, like you drive all the time.
Yeah.
I drive anywhere from 60 to 80 miles a day for my job. So I'm like, dude, that's a lot. That's like 4 to 6 hours in my car every day. If I don't have a fucking cup holder, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
If it's going to be for my beer or my fucking big gulp, I don't give a shit. But yeah, fucking cup holders. And when I find a car that has some nice adjustable cup holders where I can hold a 40 or a 20 ounce coffee, I fancy that.
All right. Well done. All right. What I fancy is fancy movie theaters. You've been to one of these?
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been there?
Been there.
Fuck, dude.
Pasadena.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Exactly.
Dude, that shit is badass. I've only been there once.
We just had this conversation at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me describe to the listeners, if you don't know. We were recently taken there.
Wow.
By my wife's sister's friend, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money.
Apparently. I had to take a girl on a date there. I felt like a sucker because we went to some expensive ass sushi place first. And I'm like, oh, let's go watch a movie at this place that I got tickets for first. And we show up and I'm sure you'll go into the amenities. And I felt like an idiot for going to get sushi first.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so we show up. We get in there. There's a fucking lounge. A bar.
Mm-hmm.
You hang around. They bring you fucking beer. You're just sitting there. They eat. My wife even had food. Yeah. Next thing you know, oh, the movie's starting. Okay, we better go in. You walk in. The fucking seat you have automatically comes with a pillow and a blanket.
Yep.
A fucking slot that opens an armrest to put your purse or your fucking whatever the hell you got in there for storage. Your shit reclines all the way back.
Yep.
Like a fucking bed. Doesn't like... Not like Harkins where you can... Scoot back like a fucking few inches.
Yeah.
You get to go all the way back.
Feet up.
Awesome. But it gets better. You also get a little button that you press.
To call the beer wench.
Let's say you're watching the movie. Yeah. You're having a great time. But hey, I can use a fucking beer right about now.
Yep.
You press this little button. A dude comes. And what can I do for you, sir? You know what? I'll take a beer. Right away. Walks away. Next thing you know, comes with a fucking beer, right? Awesome, dude. Free popcorn. Well, including with the movie price ticket. But how the fuck can you go back to regular theater after that?
It's hard.
It's really hard, right?
You cannot. You can't go back to AMC 20 Hills 20.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
enjoy
so
it the same
fucking
way as that.
Awesome.
And then you get limited
and there's how many,
of people in
how
there,
how many seats are in the fucking theater? Like, what, 40?
I was about to say 40, 45 at the most.
That's so great.
Yeah,
I
thought ArcLight was awesome, but they're just Nazis compared to fucking Gold Class.
Yeah.
Gold Class was fucking
fancy
great.
Theaters. I fancy that. Now it's time for the dark title life. Now it's time for the fuck you moment, and here we go.
Fuck you.
All right, Robert, what do you got? You got something?
Sure. You look like you're filled with a lot of fuck yous.
No, just...
I think you are.
Working jobs. Fuck you, Mountain High. Working jobs you don't like just to get money.
Yeah.
I don't think you... And 40 hours a week, that's... Seems bullshit.
Something you hate.
Is that what you're doing now?
My fuck you moment is the fact that if... Let's say I'm going to get... Let's say on a given work week, I'm going to get 30 hours worth of work done.
Yeah.
Because that's how I fucking feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 30 hours of work done, period. But I'm going to sit there for 10 fucking hours extra just because they make you sit there for 40 hours. Yeah. Fuck you. Let me go home when I feel like I should be able to go home.
So you want to work 30 hours a week?
No, I want to work. If let's say one week I work 40 hours, then yeah. I work 40. But then say another week, I feel like I can get all my work done in 20 hours. Mm-hmm. Then let me do it in 20.
You get paid for the 40.
Exactly.
Whatever the work means.
Exactly. Nah, I feel you. Because you know what?
You mean if you can bust your ass and take the workload in a shorter time, you should be compensated and get the fuck out of there.
Because you know what? The truth is there some weeks I'm going to sit there and I'm gonna do 25, 30 hours worth of work, and the other 10 hours I'm going to be just like, fuck this place and just
bullshit. So what do you do?
Fucking twiddle my fucking thumbs. I don't know.
They don't check on you? They don't give a fuck?
No. As long as I'm getting my shit done, they don't care.
Yeah.
But they'll care if you fucking leave early.
Exactly.
Honestly, the 40 hours is the bell curve for everyone else who can't fucking do their work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy to have one CIO. He wasn't there long enough. He wasn't there long enough. He got promoted to another enterprise position. But he said, just because you're here 8 hours or 12 hours doesn't mean you're doing 12 hours worth of work. The same guy who did 8 hours of work could have done it in 4 hours versus the guy who's here 12 hours and got fucking 6 hours worth of work done.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long you're here. If you can get the shit done, that's all I want. That's all I worry about.
That's what I want. I want to get paid by what I do, not how long I'm sitting in my fucking cube.
Yeah.
Fuck you, America. For putting that stipulation of 40 hours on us.
Yeah.
All right. Ivan, what do you got?
That's a very thoughtful one. Way better compared to mine, because I'm saying fuck you to Bluetooth ear adapters. And not just Bluetooth ear adapters, but the motherfuckers who wear them. I know a couple of these people personally that, and it kind of goes to this, my other fuck you moment was to Silver Lake hipsters, but seriously fucking hate, and it kind of goes to a discussion you guys had a couple weeks ago or a couple episodes ago regarding, fucking what's it called, manners, the mm-hmm. fucking common thing, like saying thank you sir, thank you ma'am, stuff like that. This shit fucking seriously irks me. I have family members and friends who wear, especially one family member who wears this fucking earpiece all fucking day. You think it was like medically stitched to their fucking the side of their head, and I think it's just one of the rudest things you can do. Like, you're literally waiting for a phone call versus enjoying dinner with your family, enjoying dinner with your friends.
Those people bug the fuck out of me.
Dude, it like, that's the only thing I liked about George Lopez when he said the light on that thing says, mas puto, you know? It's just calling you a fucking dickhead, you know? And so, literally, earpieces, because mainly the douchebags who wear them shouldn't be wearing them from the get-go. You know, they get 2 calls a day, and they still want to fucking impress everybody with that shit on there. Bugs the shit out of me. And I've seen some Silver Lake pieces of shit who wear them too. Who, the Silver Lake guys, real quick.
Save on that. We have one more to do.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
No.
Yeah, Bluetooth earpieces.
What do you want to say to them?
Fuck you, Bluetooth ear adapter wearers.
There you go. All right. What I got is, I want to say fuck you to people that don't finish their beers. I've had many parties here. Robbie, you've been here to the recent one, I think.
Yes.
The Tattoo Fest, whatever, the Ink and Drink.
Tattoo Fest.
Yeah. Ink and Drink. We had some tattoos and some drinking.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's not even, it's only that. It's other times where New Year's, whatever the fuck it is, I have people over. The next morning is when you clean up. And you find full fucking beers that have been opened.
It's inevitable. It always fucking happens.
It always happens. And it's very fucking annoying. And then people that are here are the people that I love and I care about. But don't fucking open a beer if you're not planning on drinking it, right?
I want don't to set up cameras at my house it. One time and find out who the fuck is doing this shit.
You're taking a beer out of James's mouth.
Exactly. It's a especially if it's a good fucking beer.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a shitty beer, okay, whatever. It's
no, Bud and Light. Those are the same motherfuckers who brought Bud Light, and they're not drinking that. Exactly. They're drinking your good shit. Yeah.
They bring Bud Light, they open one of your IPAs, and that shit happens. Oh, yeah.
That shit drives me nuts, dude. The next day when you're cleaning up, there's bottles everywhere. You know, you're picking them all up. What the fuck is this? Practically fucking top notch full.
And then you guys sit there and pour it out over the sink.
Exactly. Yep. And feel the shame as you're doing it. I'm glad you're with me on this one.
Fuck yeah, dude. You literally, if you could, would strap the DNA off of that and be like, who the fuck did this? I'm going to put this bottle up their ass or something. Yeah, it's horseshit.
Yeah, so
Good one.
People that don't finish their beers, fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right, and that's it. I've been happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Robert, it's been a pleasure.
You too.
And see you next time, everybody.
You too.
So long.
Suckers.